ശ്രീപാദ പരമഹംസ പരിവ്രാജകാചാര്യ അഷ്ടോത്തര ശതശ്രീ ശ്രീമാൻ അഭയ ചരണാരവിന്ദ ഭക്തിവേദാന്ത ഗോസ്വാമി മഹർഷിയില പ്രഭുപാദിക്കി ജയം നിത്യലീലാ പ്രവിഷ്ണു വിഷ്ണുപാദ പരമഹംസ പരിവ്രാജകാചാര്യ അഷ്ടോത്തര ശതശ്രീ ശ്രീമാൻ ഭക്തസിദ്ധാന്ത സരസ്വതി മഹർഷിയില പ്രഭുപാദിക്കി അനന്തകോടി വൈഷ്ണവൃന്ദക്കി നാമാചാര്യശീല ഹരിദാസ് ഠാക്കൂർക്കി പ്രേം സഹോ ശ്രീകൃഷ്ണ ചൈതന്യ പ്രഭു നിത്യാനന്ദ ശ്രീ അദ്വൈത ഗദാധാര ശ്രീവാസാദി ഗൗര ഭക്തവൃന്ദക്കി ശ്രീ ശ്രീ രാധാകൃഷ്ണ ഗോപഗോപിനാഥ ശ്യാമകുണ്ട രാധാകണ്ഡ ഗിരി ഗോവർദ്ധാനിക്ക് വൃന്ദാവൻ ധാമിക്ക് മായപ്പൂർ ധാമിക്ക് മധുരപുരി ധാമിക്ക് ജഗന്നാഥ്പുരി ധാമിക്ക് ദ്വാരകാപുരി ധാമിക്ക് ഗംഗമായിക്ക് യമുനമായിക്ക് തുളസിദേവിക്ക് ഭക്തിദേവിക്ക് സമവേദ ഭക്തവൃന്ദക്ക് ഗോ പ്രേമനന്ദി ഓ ഗ്ലോറിയസ് ടു ദി അസംബ്ലി ബോഡീസ് ഓ ഗ്ലോറിയസ് ടു ദി അസംബ്ലി ബോഡീസ് ഓ ഗ്ലോറിയസ് ടു ദി അസംബ്ലി ബോഡി ഓ ഗ്ലോറിയസ് ഓ ഗ്ലോറിയസ് ശിശി ഗുരുവൻ ഗൗരാംഗ ഓ ഗ്ലോറിയസ് ശിശിയിലെ പ്രഭുപാദ് നമാമുഷ്ടപദായ കൃഷ്ണപ്രസ്ഥായ ഭൂതലെ ശ്രീമതി ഭക്തിവേദാന്ത സ്വാമിനി നാമിനി നമസ്തേ സരസ്വതി ദേവീം ഗൗരവാണി പ്രചാരണേ നിർവിശേഷ ശൂന്യവാദി പാശ്ചാത്യദേശതാരിണി ഓം നമോ ഭഗവതേ വാസുദേവായ ഓം നമോ ഭഗവതേ വാസുദേവായ ഓം നമോ ഭഗവതേ വാസുദേവായ സംസാരസാഗരേ മഗ്നം ദീനം മാം കരുണാനിധേ കർമ്മഗ്രാഹഗൃഹീതാംഗം മാമുദ്ധര ഭവാർണവാ ശ്രീമദ് ഭാഗവതാഖ്യോയം പ്രത്യക്ഷ കൃഷ്ണമേവ ഹി സ്വീകൃതോസി മയാ നാഥ മുക്ത്യർത്ഥം ഭവസാഗരേ മനോരഥേ മദീയോയം സഫലാ സർവദാ ത്വയാ നിർവിഘ്നേനൈവ കർത്തവ്യം ദാസോഹം തവ കേശവ ഭവേ ഭവേ യഥാ ഭക്തി പദയോർസവ ജായതേ തഥാ കുരുഷ്വ ദേവേശ നാഥസ്ത്വം നോ യത പ്രഭോ നമ സങ്കീർത്തനം യസ്യ സർവപാപ പ്രണാശനം പ്രണാമോ ദുഃഖശമന തം നമാമി ഹരിം പരം ജന്മാദ്യസ്യ യതോന്വയാദിതരദ ശാർദ്ദേഷ്വഭിജ്ഞസ്വരാൺ തേനേ ബ്രഹ്മഹൃദായ ആദികവയേ മുഹ്യന്തി യത്സൂരയ തേജോ വാരിമൃതം യഥാ വിനിമയോ യത്ര ത്രിസർഗോ മൃഷ ധാമ്നാ സ്വേന സദാ നിരസ്തഗുഹകം സത്യം പരം ധീമഹി ധർമ്മപ്രോജിതകൈതമോത്രപരമോ നിർമ്മത്സരാണം സദാ വേദ്യം വാസ്തവമത്ര വസ്തു ശിവദം താപത്രയോന്മൂലനം ശ്രീമദ്ഭാഗവതേ മഹാമുനികൃതേ കിംവാപരൈരീശ്വര സദ്യോ ഹൃദ്യവരുദ്യതേത്രകൃതിഭി ശുശ്രൂഷുഭിത്തൽക്ഷണാൽ നിഗമകൽപ്പതരോർഗലിതം ഫലം ശുകമുഖാദമൃതദ്രവ സംയുതം പിബത ഭാഗവതം രസമാലയം മുഹുരഹോ രസികാഭുവിഭാവുകാഹം സച്ചിദാനന്ദരൂപായ വിശ്വോൽപത്യാദിഹേതവേ താപത്രയ വിനാശായ ശ്രീകൃഷ്ണായ വയം നുമാ യം പ്രവ്രജന്തം അനുഭേദമഭേദകൃത്യം ദ്വൈവായനോ വിരഹകാതരമാജുഹാവാം പുത്രേതി തന്മയദയത്തരവോഭിനേതു തം സർവഭൂതഹൃദയം മുനിമാനതോസ്മി അനുഭാവമഖില ശ്രുതിസാരമേകം അധ്യാത്മദീപമതിദീർഷദാം തമോന്ധം സംസാരിണാം കരുണയാഹ പുരാണഗുഹ്യം തം വ്യാസസൂനും ഉപയാമി ഗുരും മുനീനാം നാരായണം നമസ്കൃത്യ നരം ചൈവ നരോത്തമം ദേവീം സരസ്വതീം വ്യാസം തതോ ജയമുദീരയേ കമനീയ കിശോരമുഗ്ധമൂർത്തേ കളവേണുക്കുണിതാദൃതാനനേന്ദോഹോ മമ വാചി വിശൃംഭതാം മുരാരേർ മധുരിം ന കണികാഭി കാവികാഭി മമ ഓം വിഷ്ണുപദായ കൃഷ്ണപ്രസ്ഥായ ഭൂതലെ ശ്രീമതേ ഭക്തിവേദാന്ത സ്വാമി നിതി നാമിനി നമസ്തേ സരസ്വതീ ദേവീം ഗൗരവാണി പ്രചാരിണി നിർവിശേഷ ശൂന്യവാദി പാശ്ചാത്യാദേശതാരിണി ശ്രീമൽ ഗുരുചരണാരവിന്ദാഭ്യാം നമ വന്ദേനന്ദവ്രജസ്ത്രീണാം പാദരേണുമഭീഷ്ണശാം ഹരിഗതോദ്ഗീതം പുനാദിഭുവനത്രയം ഗോപീചരണാരവിന്ദപരമാണവേ നമ പീതാംബരം കരവിരാജിതചക്രശംഖം കൗമോദകീ സരസിജം കരുണാസമുദ്രം രാധാസഹായമതിസുന്ദരമന്ദഹാസം വാതാലയേശമനിശം ഹൃദി ഭാവയാമേ കോമളം കൂജയൻ വേണും ശ്യാമളോയം കുമാരകാം വേദവേദ്യപരം ബ്രഹ്മ വാസദാംബുരദോമമാം മൂകം കരോതി വാചാലം പങ്കും ലംഘയതേ ഗിരിം യൽ കൃപാതമഹം വന്ദേ പരമാനന്ദമാധവം ശ്രീകൃഷ്ണായ ശ്രീമതി രാധയായേ നമ സർവത്ര ഗോവിന്ദ നാമ സങ്കീർത്തനം ഗോവിന്ദ ഗോവിന്ദ ഓം പാർഥായ പ്രതിബോധിതാം ഭഗവതാം നാരായണേന സ്വയം വ്യാസേന ഗ്രഥിതാം പുരാണമുനിനാം മധ്യേ മഹാഭാരതം അദ്വൈതാമൃതവർഷിണീ ഭഗവതീം അഷ്ടാദശാധ്യായിനീം അംബ ത്വാമനുസന്ദദാമി ഭഗവത്ഗീതേ ഭവദ്വേഷിണി നമോസ്തു ദേ വ്യാസവിശാലബുദ്ധേ ഫുല്ലാരവിന്ദായത പത്രനേത്രാം യേന ത്വയാ ഭാരതതൈലപൂർണ പ്രജ്വാലിതോ ജ്ഞാനമയ പ്രദീപ പ്രപന്നപാരിജാതായ തോത്രവേ ത്രൈകവാണയേ ജ്ഞാനമുദ്രായ കൃഷ്ണായ ഗീതാമൃതദുഹേ നമ സർവോപനിഷദോ ഗാവോ ദുഗ്ധാ ഗോപാലനന്ദന പാർത്ഥോ വത്സ സുധീർഭോക്താ ദുഗ്ധം ഗീതാമൃതം മഹൻ വസുദേവസുതം ദേവം കംസചാണൂരമർദനം ദേവകീ പരമാനന്ദം കൃഷ്ണം വന്ദേ ജഗദ്ഗുരും ഭീഷ്മദ്രോണതട ജയധ്രതജലാഗാന്ധാര നീലോൽപല ശല്യഗ്രാഹവതീ കൃപേണ വഹനീ കർണേന വേലാകുല അശ്വത്ഥാമാ വികർണ ഘോരമകര ദുര്യോധനാവർത്തിനീ സോതീർണ ഖലു പാണ്ഡവൈരണ നദീ കൈവർത്തക കേശവ പാരാശര്യവജ സരോജമലം ഗീതാർത്ഥഗന്ധോൽക്കടം നാനാഖ്യാനകകേസരം ഹരികഥാ സംബോധനാബോധിതം ലോകൈ സജ്ജനഷൽപദൈരഹരഹ പേവീയമാനം മുദാ ഭൂയാദ് ഭാരതപങ്കജ കലിമല പ്രധ്വംസിന ശ്രേയസേ മൂകം കരോതി വാചാലം പങ്കും ലംഘയതേ ഗിരിം യൽ കൃപാതമഹം വന്ദേ പരമാനന്ദമാധവം യം ബ്രഹ്മാവരുണീന്ദ്രരുദ്രമരുദസ്ത്വന്വന്തി ദിവ്യൈസ്തവൈർ വേദൈർ സാംഗപദൈർ ക്രമോപനിഷദൈർ ഗായന്തി യം സമഗാഃ ധ്യാനാവസ്ഥിത തദ്ഗതേന മനസാ പശ്യന്തി യം യോഗിനോ യസ്യാന്തം വിദുസുരാസുരഗണൈ ദേവായ തസ്മൈ നമഃ സർവത്ര ഗോവിന്ദ നാമ സങ്കീർത്തനം ഗോവിന്ദ ഗോവിന്ദ In the 21st chapter, in the 10th canto, Sri Shuka Brahmarshi spoke about Krishna's Gopi's evaluation of playing Krishna playing the flute. That is what we have seen in the last chapter. There, Shuka Brahmarshi mentions there that the Krishna's form is more attractive, or Krishna's playing the flute is more attractive, or Krishna's pastimes are more attractive. Above all, or Krishna's relationship with the devotees is more attractive. These four questions comes up there. Which one is more attractive to a devotee? Is Krishna's form more attractive? Or Krishna's playing flute is more attractive? Or Krishna's relationship with the devotees is more attractive? Or Krishna's pastimes are more attractive? For Venu Madhuri, Prema Madhuri, Leela Madhuri, Rupa Madhuri, calls Rupa Goswami mentions them like that. Rupa Madhuri, Venu Madhuri, Leela Madhuri, Prema Madhuri. Either of these four, A devotee gets attracted to some of these, one of these anyway. So, keeping all this mind, gopis after hearing the flute, they were attracted by the playing of the flute, Krishna's playing the flute, and that is why they had performed in the next chapter what you will see, gopis' prayers to Kartikeyani Devi. That prayers to Kartikeyani Devi is the next two chapters, and after that we'll talk about it. Shri Shuka Uvacha, Hemande Praname Masi Nandam Vraja Kumarika Cherur Havishyam Bunjanam Kartikeyanyarchana Vratam Aplutyam Bhasikalindyam Jalande Chodita Varune Kritva Pratikritim Devim Anarcho Nirvasaikadim Gandhair Malle Surabhibir Bilibir Dubadivagai Uchavajaischo Bahare Pravala Phanadandulehi Kartikeyani Mahamaye Mahayogini Adhishwari Nanda Gopasudam Devi Padime Kurude Nama Idi Mandram Javandesa Pujam Chakra Kumarigaham Evam Masam Pradam Cheru Kumariya Krishna Jayadasa Badragalim Saman Archur Bhuyam Nanda Sudapadi Usha Sutai Gotrai Senyu Nibadabahava Krishna Mucher Jiguriangam Kalindyam Snadumanyuham Nadyam Kadajidagatya Tire Nikshipyapurvaval Vasamsi Krishnam Gayandyo Vijakru Salile Muda Bhagavam Sadhavi Pratya Krishna Yogeshwareshwara Vayase Aurna Satra Gadastal Karma Siddhaye Tasam Vasam Subadai Nibama Aruhya Satvara Asadbi Prahasan Bale Parihasam Uvachaham Atra Agatya Bala Kama Swam Swam Vasa Prakrihyadam Satyam Bravani No Narma Yadyuyam Radakarshidaham Namayodita Purvam Va Anurdam Tadmi Vidhu Egai Kasha Prati Chaddam Sahayodas Madhyamaham Tasagalchuelidam Drushtwa Gopya Primavari Pladaha Vridida Praksha Janyunyam Jadaha Sana Niryayum Evam Bravadi Govinde Narmana Chipta Jelasa Agandamagna Ashidode Vevamana Samabruvan Mane Yambo Okradastuantu Nanda Gopasudam Priyam Jani Monga Vrajeshlakyam Dehi Vasam Sivebidaha Shama Sundara Te Dasya Karevamatavo Didam Dehi Vasam Sidharmajyano Jed Rajya Bruvamahem Shri Bhagavan Vacham Bhavatyo yadime dasyo mayoktam va karishyadha Atra agatya sova samsi pradichandu shujismidaha Tado jalashayan sarva dariga shida vebida Panibhyam yonima chadya prateru shrida garshidaha Bhagavana hada vichya shuddha bhava prasadida Skandhe nidhaya va samsi prida pravaja sasmidam Yuyam vivastra yada modrudam vrada Vyagahadai tattadu deva helanam Badhvanjali murdhanyubanyuttaye amhasa Krituagam namodho vasanam pragrihyadam Ityachudena bhida vrajabala matua vivastra aplavanam vradachudim Atat putigama asadasheshakar manam sakshalkadam Nemurevadya vrgyadam Tastadhavanada adrishto abhagavande vajisuda Vasamsi tabhya praya chalkarunasthena doshidaha Drinam pranam vastramaya chahabida prasobida kridana vachagarida Vastrani jaivamkhrada nyathapyamam Tadabhya soyen prayasanganurvradaha Parithaya so asamsi prashta sangama sarjidaha Krishidu jitano che ilustasmin lejjaide Kshana tasam vityaya bhagavan subhadas prashayam miraya Drada pradhanam sangalpa mahadamo dharo balaha Sangalpo vidra sadhu bhavadina madarchanam mayani modida so so satyo bhavita varkhadi Namayaveshita diyam kama kamae kalpade Barjida kudida dhana prayo bijaya nishyade Yada Balavadam Siddhama Yamaram Siddhakshaba Yadidishavadamidam Cheru Ariarchanam Sadi Shri Shukuvajam Ityadishta Bhagavadala Bhagama Kumarika Dayam Destalpadam Bhojam Krishna Nurbu Vishur Vrajam Athagobe Paribrado Bhagavan Devagi Suda Vundavanadgado Duram Charayanga Sahagraja Nidharka Dabedik Mechaya Biswamiralpana Adavatraidan Vichadrumana Havrajogasam He Soga Krishna He Amsho Shri Dama Subala Arjuna Visharshvadejasin Deva Prastavaryudhava Pashadeidan Mahabhagan Parateigandaji Vidan Padavarsha Adavahiman Sahando Varendinam Aho Yesham Varam Janma Sarva Pranivajivanam Sujanaseva Yesham Vai Vimukha Yandin Arthinam Patra Ushpavala Chaya Muraval Krada Rubhi Gandhanirjasavast Basma Asti Tokmai Kaman Midanyode Edava Janma Sabalyam Dehinamihade Hishu Pranai Arthadiyya Vajashrayam Evajarel Sada Idi Pravalastabhagavala Mushpadalol Kare തരുണാം നമ്മശാഖാനാം മധ്യന യമുനാം ഗത രത്രഗാപായിത്തു അപസുമിഷ്ട ശീതള ശിവ തദോർവസ്വയം ഗോപാ കാമം സ്വാദുപുർജലം തസ്യാവുപവനെ കാമം ചാരയന്ത പശൂൻ നൃപ കൃഷ്ണരാമാവാഗമ്യ ക്ഷുധാർത്ഥമിതമബ്രുവന് ശ്രീമദ്ഭാഗവതേ മഹാപുരാണേ പാരമംസ്യാം സംവിധായം ദശമസ്കന്ധേ പൂർവാർദ്ധേ ഗോവിവസ്ത്രാപഹാരോ നാമ ദ്വാവിംശതിതമോധ്യായ സർവത്ര ഗോവിന്ദ നാമ സങ്കീർത്തനം ഗോവിന്ദ ഗോവിന്ദ ഗോപാച്യം രാമ രാമഹാവീര്യ കൃഷ്ണാവിഷ്ണു നിബ്രഹണ യേഷാ വൈ ഭാരതേ ക്ഷുന്നാന്തി കർത്തുമർഹത ശ്രീശുഗുവാച ഇതി വിജ്ഞാപിതോ ഗോപൈർ ഭഗവാൻ ദേവകീസുത ഭക്തായ വിപ്രമാര്യായാം പ്രസീദനിതോ ബ്രവീൻ പ്രയാത ദേവയജനം ബ്രാഹ്മണ ബ്രഹ്മവാദിനാം സത്രം അംഗിരസം നാമ ഹ്യാസദേ സ്വർഗകാമ്യയാം തത്ര ഗതോ ഉദരം ഗോപാ യാജദസ്മാദ് വിസർജിതാഹ കീർത്തയന്തോ ഭഗവത ആര്യസമമചാഭിദാം ഇതിയാദിഷ്ടാ ഭഗവതാ ഗത്വാ യാചന്ദതേ തഥാ കൃതാഞ്ജലിപുടാ വിപ്രാൻ ദണ്ഡവത് പതിതാ ഭുവി ഹേ ഭൂമിദേവാ ശൃണുതാ കൃഷ്ണസ്യാദേശകാരിണ പ്രാപ്താഞ്ജാനീതഭദ്രം വോ ഗോപാ നോ രാമചോദിതാൻ ഗാശ്ചാരയന്ത വിദൂര ഓദനം രാമാച്യുതോ വോ ലക്ഷതോ ബുഭുക്ഷിതോ തയോർദ്ജാദനമർത്ഥിനോ യദി ശ്രദ്ധാജവോ യശ്ര ധർമ്മവിത്തമാഹം ദീക്ഷായാ പശുസംസ്ഥായാം സൗത്രാമന്യാശ്ച സത്തമ അന്യത്ര ദീക്ഷിതസ്യാപി നാന്നമശ്നൻ ഹി ദുഷ്യതി ഇതിലേ ഭഗവദ്യാജ്ഞാം ശൃണന്തോ അഭിന ശുശ്രൂ ക്ഷുദ്രാശാ ഭൂരികർമാണോ ബാലിശാ വൃദ്ധമാനിന ദേശകാലപ്രതഗ്രവ്യം മന്ത്ര അത്രദ്വിജോഗ്നയ ദേവതാ യജമാനശ്ച ക്രതുർധർമ്മശയന്മയ തം ബ്രഹ്മപരമം സാക്ഷാൽ ഭഗവന്തമധോക്ഷയം മനുഷ്യദൃഷ്ട്യാ ദുഷ്പ്രജ്ഞാമത്യാത്മാനോ നമേനിരേ നദേയതോമിതി പ്രോചോർണദേനിച്ച പരന്തവ ഗോപാ നിരാശാ പ്രത്യേകത്തെ തഥോപു കൃഷ്ണരാമയോ തതുപാകർണ്യ ഭഗവാൻ പ്രഹസ്യ ഗതി ഈശ്വര വ്യജഹാപനർ ഗോപാൻ ദർശയൻ ലൗകീം ഗതിം മാം ഞാപയത പത്നീഭ്യാ സസംകർഷണമാഗതം ദാസ്യന്തി കാമം അന്നം വസ്നിഗ്ധ മയുഷിതാധിയ ഗത്വാദ പത്നീശാലായം ദൃഷ്ട്വ ആസീനാസ്വലം കൃത നത്വാ ദ്വിജസദീർഗോപ പ്രശിതാവിതമബ്രുവൻ നമോ വിപ്രവത്നീഭ്യോ നിഭോദോചാംസിന ഇതോ വിദൂരേ ജനതാ കൃഷ്ണേഹേഷിതാ വയം ഗാശ്ചാരയൻ സ ഗോപാലേ സ രാമോ ദൂരമാഗത ബുഭുക്ഷിതസ്യാന്യം സാനുഗസ്യ പ്രതീയതാം ശ്രുത്വ അച്യുതമുപായാതം നിത്യം തദ്ദർശനോത്സുക തത്കഥാക്ഷിപ്ത മനസോ ബഭൂർജാത സംഭ്രമാഃ ചതുർവിധം ബഹുഗുണം അന്നമാദായ ഭാജനേ അഭിസസ്തു പ്രിയം സർവ സമുദ്രമയോനം നഗാഃ നിഷിദ്ധ്യമാനാപതിർഭ്രാതുർബന്ധുഭി സുതൈ ഭഗവത്യുത്തമ ശ്ലോകേ ദീർഘശ്രുതാശയാം യമനോപവനെ അശോകനോപല്ലമണ്ഡിതൈ വിചരന്തമൃതം ഗോപൈ സാഗ്രജം ദദൃശു സ്ത്രീയാഃ ശ്യാമം ഹിരണ്യപരിധിം മനമാല്യവർഹ ധാതുപ്രവാള നടവേഷമനുവ്രതാംസേ വിന്യസ്തഹസ്തമിതരേണ തു നാനമബ്ജം കർണോൽപലാളക കപോലമുഖാബ്ജഹാസം പ്രായശ്രുതപ്രിയതമോദയ കർണപൂരെ അസ്മിൻ നിമഗ്നമനസ്തമതാക്ഷിരന്ധ്രൈ അന്തപ്രവേശു സുചിരം പരിരഭ്യതാവം പ്രാജ്ഞം യഥാവിമതയോ വിജഹുർ നരേന്ദ്ര താസ്തദാത്യക്ത സർവാശാ പ്രാപ്താത്മതിദൃക്ഷയാ വിജ്ഞായാഗലദൃദ്രഷ്ടാ പ്രഹ പ്രസിദാനന സ്വാഗതം വോ മഹാഭാഗ ആസ്യതാങ്കരവാമകിം എന്നോ ദൃഷയാ പ്രാത്ത ഉപവനവിദം ഹിവ നന്വദ്ധാമൈ കുർവന്തി കുശല സ്വാർത്ഥദർശന അഹൈതു ക്യവോഹിതാം ഭക്തിമാത്മപ്രിയ യഥാ പ്രാണബുദ്ധി മനസ്സ്വാത്മധാരാഭ്യതനാധയ യൽ സമ്പർക്കാത് പ്രിയ മാസം സ്തകോ അന്യോര അവരപ്രിയ തദ്യാദേവയജനം പദയോവാ ദ്വിജോദയ സ്വസത്രം പാരയിഷ്യന്തി യുഷ്മാഭിർഗ്രഹമേധിനാം പത്നൌചോ മൈവം വിഭോർഹതി ഭഗവാൻ ഗതിദം പ്രശംസം സത്യം കുരുഷ്വ നിഗമന്തവ പാദമൂലം പ്രാപ്തവയം തുളസിദാമ പദാവ സൃഷ്ടം കേശേർണിവോളുമതിലംഗ സമസ്ത ബന്ധൂൻ ഗൃഹന്തി നോന പതയ പിതരോ സുതോവ ന ഭ്രാതൃബന്ധുസുഹൃതകുത ഏവ ചാന്യേ തസ്മാദ്ഭവൽ പ്രപദയോ പതിതാത്മനം നോ നാന്യാഭവേദ് ഗതിരരിന്ദമ തദ്വിദേഹി ശ്രീഭഗവാനുവാച പദയോനാഭ്യസൂയേരൻ പിതൃഭ്രാതൃസുതാദയ ലോകാശ്ചവോമയോ ഭേദ ദേവ അപ്യനുമന്വദേ നൃദയ അനുരാഗായ അംഗസംഗോ നൃണാമിഹ തന്മനോമയ്യം ജാനാം അജിരാന്മാനോപ്സ്യതാം ശ്രീശുകോവാച ഇത്യുക്തോദിതപത്നസ്ഥ യജ്ഞവാണം പുനർഗത തേജാനസൂയവ സ്വാമി സ്ത്രീഭി സത്രമപാരയൻ തത്രൈക വിദുതാ ഭർത്രാ ഭഗവന്തം യഥാശ്രുതം ഹൃദോപഗുഹ്യ വിജഹോ ദേഹം കർമാനുബന്ധനം ഭഗവാനമി ഗോവിന്ദസ്തേനൈവാന്നേന ഗോപകാൻ ചതുർവിധേനാശയിത്വ സ്വയം ച ഭുഭുജേ പ്രഭു ഏവം ലീലാനരവപുർ നിർലോകമനുഷീലയൻ രമേ ഗോഗോപഗോപീനാം രമയൻ രൂപവാകൃതൈ അതാനുസ്മൃത വിപ്രാസേ അനുതപ്യൻ കൃതാകസ യദ്വിശ്വേശ്വരയോരാചൻ മഹന്മാ നിർവിഡംബയോ ദൃഷ്ട്വാ സ്ത്രീണം ഭഗവതീം കൃഷ്ണേ ഭക്തിമലോകീയം ആത്മാനന്ദനയാഹീനമനുദത്താവിഗ്രഹയൻ ദിഗ്ജമാശ്രുവൃദ്ധിഭ്യാം ദൃഗ്വ്രതം ദിഗ്ബഹുജ്ഞതാം ദിക്കുലം ദുക്രിയാദാക്ഷം വിമുഖായേ ത്വദോക്ഷജീം നൂനം ഭഗവതോമായ യോഗിനാം വിമോഹിനി യദ്വയം ഗുരവോ നൃണാം സ്വാർത്ഥേ മുഖ്യാമഹേ ദ്വിജാം അഹോ പശ്യനാരീണാമി കൃഷ്ണ ഏകകൽ ഗുരു ദുരന്തഭാവം യോ വിദ്യൻ മൃത്യുവാശാൻ ഗൃഹാഭിധാൻ നാസാം ദ്വിജാതി സംസ്കാരോ ന നിവാസോ ഗുരാവഭി നദവോ ആത്മമീമാംസ ന ശൗചം ന ക്രിയാശുഭ അഥാവി ഉത്തമ ശ്ലോകേ കൃഷ്ണേ യോഗേശ്വരേശ്വരേ ഭക്തിർദൃഢാസ്മാകം സംസ്കാരാദിമദാമഭി നനുസ്വാർത്ഥവിമൂഢാനാം പ്രമത്താനാം ഗൃഹേഹയ അഹോ ന സ്മാരയാമാസ ഗോപവാക്യേ സദാം ഗതി അന്യഥാ പൂർണകാമസ്യ കൈവല്യാദ്യാശിഷാം പദേ ഈശിതവ്യരിക്കുമസ്വാമി ഈശസ്യൈതദ്വിഡംബനം ഹിത്വാന്യാൻ ഭജതേയം ശ്രീപാദസ്പർശാശയാ സകൽ ആത്മദോഷാവവർഗേണ തദ്യാജ്ഞാജ്ഞനമോഹിനി ദേശകാലപൃഥഗ്രവ്യം മന്ത്രതന്ത്രദ്വിജോഗ്നയ ദേവനായജമാനശ്ചാകൃതധർമ്മശയന്മയ സ യേഷ ഭഗവാൻ സാക്ഷാൽ വിഷ്ണു യോഗേശ്വരേശ്വര ജാതോ യജുഷ്യത്യശ്രന്മാൻ മൂഢാണ വിദ്മഹേ അഹോ വയം ധന്യതമാ യേഷാം നസ്താദൃശീ ശ്രീയ ഭക്യായാസം മതിർജാതാം അസ്മാകം നിശ്ചലാഹരോ നമസ്തുഭ്യം ഭഗവതേ കൃഷ്ണായാകുണ്ഠമേതസേ യന്മായാമോഹിതദിയോ ഭ്രമാമ കർമ്മവർമ്മസു നവസവൈനാദ്യപുരുഷസുമായാമോഹിതാൽപനാം അവിജ്ഞാതാനുഭാവാനാം ക്ഷാന്തുമർഹത്യതിക്രമം ഇതി സ്വാഹമനുസ്മൃത്യ കൃഷ്ണേതേ കൃതഹേളനാം ദിദുക്ഷോപ്യച്യുതയോ കംസാൽഭീതാനചാചലൻ ശ്രീമദ്ഭാഗവതേ മഹാപുരാണി പരമംസ്യം സംവിധായം ദശമസ്കന്ദേ പൂർവാബ്ദേ യജ്ഞവദ്യുദ്ധരണം നാമ ത്രയോവിംശതിതമോധ്യായ സർവത്ര ഗോവിന്ദ നാമ സങ്കീർത്തനം ഗോവിന്ദ ഗോവിന്ദ In Krishna's Vrindavana's pastimes, these two chapters, the last 22nd and 23rd, these two chapters are a very important part. Why is it so important? Is these chapters is showing to us Krishna as the Supreme Personality, Krishna as the Absolute Truth. Krishna's Ishwaratvam. Ishwaratvam means the Supreme Controller. Krishna is the Supreme Controller. To show us the Supreme Position of Krishna's, Krishna's Supreme Position, that is shown in these two chapters, in these pastimes here. But if you read it, you won't know that. If you read it, you won't know that. Because it will give you an impression that Krishna is showing his mercy towards the gopis, towards the duvis, towards the gopis. The pastime will show that somehow or the other, to get the gopis' heart, gopis' mind attached to Krishna, Krishna has acted in such a way as an ordinary person, but at the same time without any attachment to anybody. That is Krishna's Ishwaratva. Ishwaratva means this controlling power. Ishwara. Krishna is Ishwara. To show to us that Ishwaratvam in Krishna. These pastimes were spoken. What is Krishna's Ishwaratvam or controlling nature or controlling position? Is this that Krishna was able to act like an ordinary person in this world, but at the same time without any attachment to anything. So gopis started this particular Kartyayani Vratam or austerities to please Kartyayani Devi. And at the same time, hearing about Krishna's flute, and also an opportunity to enjoy Krishna's beautiful form, and also gopis' absolute faith in Krishna's capacity to protect them from any imminent danger, and some commentators have the opinion that this pastime has happened after the lifting of the Govardhana Hill. Even though in the Bhagavatam it doesn't, you should never take it that everything spoken in the Bhagavatam is in a chronological order. It is never like that. There are so many times you can see that, especially in the 10th canto you'll observe, that it is not, it all happened in sequence. It is not. So some commentators have the opinion that this particular pastime with the gopis happened even after the lifting of the Govardhana hill, lifting of the Govardhana hill. Whatever it may be, all the pastimes before this, Krishna has shown that who he is, his position as the Supreme Lord, that he has shown there. So gopis were finding it difficult to stay alone without seeing Krishna for a moment. To that extent, gopis were attracted by Krishna. And they developed that attachment to Krishna in that way, prema bhava. So here, because of that, they developed this attachment to Krishna and they wanted to be with Krishna always. So therefore they decided to perform this service to Kartikeyani Devi. They decided to perform the Kartikeyani Seva. So in a danger situation, you will see this in the Devi Bhagavatam also, that, and if you have some material desires, as Krishna has told Yogamaya, that if there is a desire for any happiness in this world, one should worship her. Apadi kim karaniyam smaraniyam charanayugala mambayam. Apadi kim karaniyam smaraniyam charanayugala mambayam. When there is danger, apadi kim karaniyam, what should one do? Smaraniyam charanayugala mambayam. Sri Parvati's lotus feet should be taken shelter. Tal smaranam, one who does that, Brahma bija kingari kurite, including Lord Brahma, take her shelter. Lord Brahma takes her shelter. So, whatever it may be, the thoughts behind it or desire behind it, if one worships Kartikeyani Devi with a desire, Devi Kartikeyani is capable of fulfilling that desire. Knowing very well this, the gopis decided to start the worship of Kartikeyani Devi. So naturally, in a normal way, these young girls, they came to Kalindi River. They brought with them the flowers, incense, and different preparations they have made to offer it to Kartikeyani. Fruits, camphor, and many things. And they came to the river shore, to Kalindi River. And then they bathed in the water, sang different songs, and they played in the water for some time. So you can see their worship is like they are young girls. They do not have such a philosophical understanding. They were playing and at the same time they were making their offerings to Kartikeyani. So after playing in the water for quite some time, they decided to prepare a form of the deity with the sand and the water mixed together. And afterwards, that is their system. They made a deity at that time with the sand and the water. And then they make an offering to her with the water, incense, flowers. They'll make their offerings to Kartikeyani. And then they pray to Kartikeyani, to that deity which they have made at that time. Kartikeyani Mahamayi Mahayogini Adishwari Nandagovasudam Devi Padime Kurute Nama. Hey Kartikeyani, Nandamaya's son Krishna should come as our husband. This is what they have prayed to Kartikeyani. At that time, they felt, Kartikeyani is asking them, that
– If I want to offer that, if I want to help you to have Krishna as your husband, is that possible for me? Kartikeyani was asking them. They felt like that. That is to confirm that. That is why if you look at that words, how it has been used. Kartikeyani is asking this question to the gopis. Do I have the capacity for bringing Krishna as your husband? Gopi's answer to that is the next word. Mahamaye. You are the controller of this Maya. All these activities are happening within Maya, isn't it? Within the field of Maya this is happening. And there is a problem here. Krishna is the son of a great personality, Nanda Maharaj, who is a local king. And gopis are ordinary people who sell butter, ghee and milk and everything. They sell for their living and they are ordinary people. How could these two things match? Krishna is from a very aristocratic background. Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda Devi's son. And you are ordinary people, gopis. How would this happen? Therefore, they are saying to her, gopis are saying to Kartikeyani, that if our mother wants that, it can happen. Kartikeyani, Mahamayi. Therefore, he says to her, Mahayogini, Mahayogini, that you know how to get it done. You know the way how to get that done. And and if you decide something, even Brahma, Vishnu and Shiva, they won't go against that. Even they won't. Therefore, they are calling it as Adhishwari. Each word in that verse is with a special reason behind it. Kartikeyani, Mahamaye, Mahayogini, Adhishwari. Adhishwari means that all the great personality, including Lord Brahma, Vishnu, Shiva, even they are under your control. Are under your control. So, the power for Lord Brahma to create, the power for Lord Shiva to destroy, and power for Lord Mahavishnu to maintain, have we not given that to them? Gopis are asking Kartikeyani. And only due to your service that they got that power to do so. And please fulfill our desire. And saying this, they will offer the water, the flowers, incense, camphor, everything, and they will worship her. And when it was almost getting finished, at that time you can see there, Bhagavam stadabhi pretya, 8th verse in the 22nd chapter. When they have finished their worship, Bhagavam stadabhi pretya, Krishna yo Krishno yogeshwarishwara, Vayasairavrudasatra, Gadasal karma siddhaye. Krishna decided that I have to offer them something. If you serve Kartikeyani, does Krishna has to give you the result? How is that possible? If you worship Kartikeyani, Kartikeyani should give the result, isn't it? She is also addressed as Bhadragali there. Evam Bhadragalin samanarshur bhuyam nandasudapati. 5th verse, you can see. The same Bhadragali who appeared in front of Jadabharata later. In the earlier we saw in the 5th canto. So, what it's showing to us is, Kartikeyani is non-different from Krishna. Kartikeyani is not non-different from Krishna. Krishna's yoga maya is not different from Krishna. And Krishna doesn't even think that he is going to give this mercy to the gopis. The power of mercy that's coming through Kartikeyani is actually Krishna's mercy. Krishna's mercy. So one day, when they decided to go to the forest to play, Krishna says to all the children, all his friends, that we will go through this way today, And they went through that particular path where these little girls, gopis, were bathing in the river. When they got there, they were all playing in the water. Gopis thought that there is nobody in that area. It was a quiet area. So they decided to play there, and they have kept all the clothes on the river shore because there was nobody. They were playing very freely in the water, and they were singing songs and dancing in the water, and water was reasonably warm, so they were enjoying that water, bathing in the water. And it will remind us as though they were playing a particular games what suited for that season. And they were having a very good time playing in the water together. At that time, Krishna showed it to others who were there. Krishna winked at them to stay quiet. And all of them went into the forest and started playing in the forest. The cowherd boys who had come with Krishna. Krishna came quietly, took out all the clothes from the river shore, which the gopis had left there, climbed onto the tree there, and he hung them all on a branch of the tree, one after the other. And then he moved on to another branch of the tree, sat there, and started playing the flute from there. So when gopis were in the water, they were playing, they were more absorbed in playing. And when they heard the sound of the flute, what they saw was all their clothes were hanging on the branch of the tree. They didn't see Krishna anywhere. And it's all hung very nicely, one after the other, in a very order. When they looked at their own clothes hanging on the tree, they didn't know what to say. What can be done? For some time, they looked at the clothes and then looked down. They're thinking now, how to get the clothes? Who has put the clothes there? They know Krishna's nature, but they decided to look, and they saw there, the sound of the flute is coming from the tree. Finally, they realized who has done this. So they're standing in the water. They looked at Krishna and asked Krishna, Krishna, why have you taken our clothes and taken it and hung it on the branches like this? Give us back our clothes. They spoke very boldly to Krishna. So twice they asked Krishna. Krishna didn't respond at all. He didn't act as though he heard what they were saying. Then Krishna stopped the playing the flute, kept it in his stuck it in his under his dhoti, and then he looked into the river. When Krishna looked at them, they put their head down, and then suddenly they lift the head and look, and then they will pull it down again. They were feeling shame because they were standing there without any clothes on. Villumangalam mentions this in the Karnamadam. How he says that is, the gopis were offering like a flower offering when you offer like this. Same way with the eyes they were offering like this, looking up and looking down, looking up and looking down. Krishna says, I didn't know that it was your clothes. Krishna says to the gopis, when we were passing through this way, we saw these clothes lying there. So we thought that nobody owns these clothes, and we thought that somebody may take it away. So I thought better I hang them up in the tree. If it is your clothes, then you can come and ask me, I'll give it to you, he said. But you have to come here and tell me the color of your clothes, and if you give a special, clear identity, then I'll give it to you. I don't tell lies, Krishna says. He says, if you look at the 11th verse, Namayo didavurvam va anudam tadime vidu ega ega shapradi chadvam sahaivo da sumadhyamaha. Anudam tadime vidu, he says. Anudam tadime vidu. I don't tell lies, and if you want, you can ask my friends who are with me, they will tell you that I don't tell lies. And if you have any doubts about me, and if one of you come and ask me for the clothes, and if I didn't give it to you, then the next person need not come. One person can come first and ask for the clothes, I'll give it to them, give it to her. But if I don't give it, then the next person need not come. And only once you have full faith in me, you need to come. Otherwise, he says, Sahaivoda sumadhyamaha. Sahaivoda. If all of you come together, even then also I can give you all your clothes. At that time, all the gopis together, they asked Krishna. They asked Krishna, how is that possible for us to come and ask you for the clothes? We don't have any clothes now, and we are standing in the water. Krishna says, who told you to stand in the water without clothes on? At that time, gopis understood that Krishna is trying to mess with it. He's trying to play around with that. Krishna is saying, you come and ask for the clothes, your individual clothes, I'll give it to you. Gopis are saying, we have no clothes, how can we come out of the water? Krishna says, who told you to go into the water without clothes on? Without clothes on. So, at that time, gopis understood that Krishna is trying to tease them. They got the message clearly from that. So therefore, they changed their tactic. They tried to be conciliatory. That's why you will see that verse, 15th verse. Shyama sundara te dasya karavama tadodidam dehivasam sidharmajna no chedrajye bruvamahe. Shyama sundara te dasya karavama tadodidam dehivasam sidharmajna Shyama Sundara. Gopis gave this name to Krishna. Gopis are given. And it is one of the most important names which Krishna likes. Shyama Sundara. That the interesting part of that is Shyama means dark. But even though you are dark, you are very beautiful. That's the meaning. Shyama Sundara Te Dasya. Then, even though you are black, but you are still dark, you are still very beautiful. That's what it said. Why did they say like that? Gopis are feeling, because Krishna was giving them a lot of trouble in various ways, it is the first time gopis used to tease Krishna. You are a dark person, aren't you? In a way, like in India, you will understand better that how people are teased in that way. That not racist comments, please. Not to misunderstand in that way. You should understand in the proper perspective. Otherwise, it can all go big problems. So, gopis used to tease Krishna in that way. Shyama Sundara. You are Shyama, but you are Sundara. In that way. So, Krishna says, what do you call me normally? Krishna says to them. So, normally they call Shyama. Shyama, that's what they used to call him when they wanted to make fun with him. They used to compare, even Yashoda Devi used to tell Krishna that if you eat these preparations, you will become white like Balram. So Krishna, even Yashoda Devi used to tease Krishna. Gopis also used to tease Krishna. Krishna doesn't care. There is no color for Krishna, is there? The absolute truth, Atma, what color has it got? While accepting a body, that Shyama Sundara. So when gopis used to tease Krishna, calling him Shyama. But in this particular instance, that what do you call me normally? Krishna was getting a little wound up on that. Krishna is saying to the gopis, what do you call me normally? So gopis understood Krishna doesn't like being called a Shyama. So they added the word Sundara to that. You are Shyama, but you are Sundara. Shyama Sundara te dasya karavama tavo didam dehi vasamsi dharmajna no chel rajna bruvamahem. That. Te dasyaha. They were saying how beautiful you are. Te dasyaha. We are your servants, aren't we? He says. And why do you give us trouble in this way? Give us our clothes, he said. Krishna says, I never told you that I'm not going to give you your clothes. if we come there and ask you, only then you will give us the clothes. Yes, if you come and ask, I'll give you your clothes. But I won't bring it and give it to you there in the water. I'm not going to do that. You have told me that you are my dasis, servants, isn't it? If you are my servants, then you have to come and take the clothes from me, not that I come and give the clothes to you. When the dasis, they take the clothes for the master. When the master goes to bathe in the river, the servants take the clothes for the master, and when the master asks for the clothes, servants has to go and give the clothes to the master. That is the system. And wherever the master is bathing, this is in the olden days, this is not the time now, that dasis have to take the clothes to the master. And not master comes with the clothes to the dasis. So that's one thing. Secondly, you have gone into the water to bathe without any clothes on. And that is very sinful. That is very sinful. So you will have to perform some atonement for that. In order to do that, you have to come in front of me and pay your obeisances to me. Then that sinful activity, that will be nullified. It will be wiped out. That hit them very hard. That statement from Krishna. They want Krishna to come as their husband, and because this sinful thing they have performed by bathing in the water without clothes, there is rules and regulations how to bathe in the river and in the tanks and everything. And one of them is that you should not bathe without clothes on. So when Krishna said this, it hit them a little bit. And now we have to do something. And gopis knew about this, but still they have gone and bathed in the water without the clothes on. So they have to perform some atonement for that. Then afterwards, they didn't say anything. They didn't say anything. They got out of the water and they went to Krishna, paid, holding both the hands together, and begged for the clothes. What did Krishna was trying there? What Krishna was trying to do there was, the most difficult thing in life for most of the people to give up is what is known as lajja. Lajja means that if you're ashamed, the shame you feel in doing certain things, isn't it? Some people don't have any of that, but they're capable of doing anything. But those who have got it, it's one of the most difficult thing to give up. That's why you'll see there in the 22nd verse, dridam pralabdha dridam pralabdha strapaya chahapida prastopida kredanavachakaritaha vastrani chaivabhridanyathapyamam tanabhyasuyan priyasanganaruvradaha. Dridam pralada strava. Strava means this leja or feeling shame. Stravaya jahapidam. ప్రస్థోభిదా క్రీడనవచ్చకారితాః వస్త్రాణి చైవాపహృతాన్యథాప్యమం తానాభ్యసూయన్ ప్రియసంగనరువ్రతాః. Krishna was saying to the gopis, and Krishna was controlling them to that extent, just like wooden toys. They were made to act in front of Krishna. You have to come to Krishna without any clothes on, pay your obeisances to him by keeping both the hands on your head, and ask them to fall down on the ground and pay their respects to Krishna. And when Krishna said all these things, they didn't feel any difficulty in doing that. Initially they had that means they had to give up all shame in their, felt shame what they have felt in their mind. And they did exactly what they were told, where they were told. And they didn't, tanabhyasuyan priyasanganaruvradaham. That means, Krishna was actually checking with the gopis that gopis had a tremendous attachment for Krishna. And Krishna was trying to find out, will there be any breakup in their love for Krishna when Krishna asked gopis to do this? And even though Krishna tried to hurt them in this way, demanding this, Krishna noticed that gopis had no, it has not changed their relationship with Krishna. They still had the, everything else Krishna can do, but suppose a devotee has such an intense devotion for Krishna, and if he is very established and firm in Krishna's lotus feet, if his faith is in Krishna is very, very strong, and if Krishna wants to break it, it is not possible. It is not possible. That is what that incident is showing. That Krishna was trying to find out whether it is possible to break that attachment to Krishna. Gopi's attachment to Krishna. And gopis passed the test. Krishna could not break that attachment. Even after Krishna has given all these difficult orders to gopis, gopis did not change their heart. They still wanted to be with Krishna, wanted to marry Krishna. So it is interesting to note that if a devotee has a very, very strong attachment to Krishna, even if Krishna wants to break that attachment, it is not possible. It is not possible. And that is what is expected from a devotee. That is what is expected from a devotee. And afterwards, Krishna gave them their clothes, blessed them, and sent them back home, to their own homes. And afterwards, Krishna played with the other boys in the Kalindi River. The cowherd boys who had come with him. It was at that time, Krishna thought about this. Both sides, there were plenty of trees standing there, and full of fruits as well. Krishna is saying there that these trees are very, very fortunate, because the fruits from those trees, the leaves, their roots, and their branches, and their stems, everything is always useful to others. That's why Krishna is saying there in the 34th verse, Patram pushpam phalachaya moolavalkaladharubi gandhanirya basmasti dokmai kaman vidanyade edaval janma sabhalyam dehinamiha dehishu pranairarthaidiya vaja shreyameva charel sadam. He says there that when the trees, they have fruits, they give it to others. No trees eat its own fruits, isn't it? They give it to others. And you can see like a huge mango tree, when it has plenty of beautiful mangoes on that, the tree gives all the mangoes to others. And similarly, how fortunate these trees are, Krishna says. These trees are teaching us a lesson. that if there is a life in this world, to live for others is glorious. To live for others, it is glorious. And at this point in time, Krishna thought about this incident, that in Vrindavanam, there was the loads of brahmanas, they were performing sacrifices. And Krishna is saying that compared to those brahmanas who are performing those sacrifices there, compared to them, is the life of these trees far better than that. Far better than that. It was at that point in time, the other friends, Krishna's friends, came over and says to Krishna, "We are feeling hungry, very hungry today. We can't even walk unless we have some food to eat." And they told this to Krishna. Krishna says to them, "Do one thing. If you go a little further, it is Mathura. But before that, see the place where the smoke is coming from the sky. That if you go there, you will see some brahmanas are performing sacrifices there. Go and ask them for some food. Ask them for some food." The children, the cowherd boys, Krishna's friends, they went there, went and asked the boys, they asked the brahmanas there for some food. What happened? 12th verse, 23rd chapter. Na te yadomidi projor na nedija param tava gopa nirasha pratyetya tadhojo Krishna ramayoho. These brahmanas, they completely ignored them. These boys who had come, they completely ignored them, and told and the cowherd boys were saying, "Either you tell us that you will give us food, or you tell us that you are not going to give us food." And they didn't do either of that. They didn't say yes or they didn't say no. What happened was, Vaidika Brahmanas, because of their highly educated in the Shastram, very capable of performing these sacrifices, all these things have made them very proud. And they have got wealth and their knowledge of the Vedas, aristocracy, all these things has become a cause of their own ego. Yes, of their own ego. And when these cowherd boys came and asked for food, they didn't even show any recognition of them. They didn't even say either way. They thought that it is not even worth answering them. That's how they took it. So they couldn't see them properly, because when ego is strong in somebody's head, then they can't see anything else what's going on in this world. So he says here, Nadeyadomidi Projur Nedijaparam Projurna Nedijaparam Tava Gopa Nidasha Pratyetya Tatoju. Omidina Prochum Tatoju Gopa Nidasha Gopa Nidasha Pratyetya Tatoju Krishna Ramayoho. These brahmanas, every day in the morning, they say this letter Om Om many, many times. And they chant a lot in the morning. The brahmanas, they chant a lot in the morning. But in spite of all that, when these boys came and asked for food, they didn't have the courtesy to say to the brahmana, to the children, that they were willing to give them some prasadam or not. Nothing. Not even a word. And they would have got more benefit by answering these boys rather than chanting all the Vedas. But what can you do? They did not, at the appropriate time, they did not act in the proper way. But they could have said no either. Either they could have given them the food, which would have benefited them a lot, meant for Krishna and Balaram, which they didn't give. Secondly, they didn't even say no to them. Therefore, they were thinking, these cowherd boys, who will talk to them? Why should we talk to them? And if we look at them, we have to wash ourselves. That's the way they were looking down upon them. And why should we create? Because while performing yagam, sacrifices and all that, they have to maintain themselves a very high standard of purity. They have to bathe many times, and they are in a very higher state of consciousness. But in spite of that, when the cowherd boys came and asked for food, they could not offer any food to them, and therefore it says there that why should we create this problem of bathing again? Best thing is not to talk to them. That is what was going through their head. They felt that it is pointless talking to these boys. If we talk to them, then we have to go and bathe again. So look at their heart, how bad that is. That Shukla Brahmarshi mentions this many times in the Ekadasha Skandam also, because it is difficult to get a human body. It is difficult to get a human body. After getting a human body, in that human species also, to get the birth of a Brahmana is more difficult. And that is given after many lifetimes of performing austerities and penances. It's given to them. That means they are very, very close to Krishna. If they execute their life properly, they have the best opportunity to go back to Krishna. You have got so close to Krishna. Krishna says that in the Ekadasha Skandam, you can see there. Brahmanasehi dehoyam shudra kamaya neshyate. Krishna says, I have given that particular body, the Brahmanical body, to a person, not for enjoying senses. Using that body, he has the opportunity to come back to me. Closest situation. And even after coming so close to Krishna, they are falling down from there. Is there anything more unfortunate than that? Like in the case of, spoke about this before, Narayan Brandan, he used to roll the stone all the way to the top of the hill. And from the top of the hill, he will push it down in the evening. And when it comes down and falls into the water, he used to look at it and laugh at it. So his point was that all of us are doing exactly the same thing. Jandunam narajarma durlabhamatho. To get this life, human life is very, very difficult. To get a proper human life is very, very difficult. After getting that body, to have a body which does not have much of a, without any problems, serious problems with this body, disabilities, and with sufficient strength of mind, without poverty, without any serious illness, to get a human body like that is very, very difficult. Isn't it? To get a human body without any disease, without poverty in life, with sufficient strength of mind, and without any disabilities in the body, it is very, very difficult. And in that, after getting that human body, in that human body, to get an opportunity to take birth in a Brahminical culture, where you are qualified to, allowed to study Vedam, and that is glorified in the Bhagavadam. That is a rare opportunity given. And Bhagavadam says here, once you have got an opportunity like that, that birth is like this, that you have got so close to Krishna, almost close to the Krishna's abode, and all you have to do is to surrender and their life is finished then. But you didn't do that. After getting there, you didn't look at Krishna, completely ignored Krishna, and exactly the same thing is happening here. Exactly the same thing is happening here. So, once we got a human life, especially in a Brahminical culture, it should be taken that that one should be more careful about using that life for this higher purpose. Instead, if you get pulled by the pride of wealth or your knowledge of the Shastram or your capacity to perform sacrifices, if you get carried away by all that and forget Krishna, and they will have a serious problem. And so therefore these boys, they came back when they were refused, when they were not even replied, when they were not even answered by the Brahmana. The Brahmanas who were performing the sacrifices, they came back and told Krishna. Then they told Krishna that we have asked them for the food, but they didn't even acknowledge. They didn't even acknowledge or recognize us, didn't answer us anything. We had to come back. Krishna says to them, that is the nature of this world. Some places you may get it, some places you may not get it. Krishna is saying there. But if you have not got it, don't curse them for that. And we have to eat, that's all, isn't it? Go there and don't ask the Brahmanas there. Their wives are there in the kitchen. They are cooking there. Go and ask them. And you will see there that Mam Yabayada Vatnibhyam, 14th verse. Sa Sangarshanam Agadam Dasyandi Kamam Annam Va Snigdha Mayushida Diya. Mam Yabayada Patnibhyam Sa Sangarshanam Agadam Dasyandi Kamam Annam Va Snigdha Mayushida Diya. Snigdha Mayushida Diya. I feel that they will give it to you if you go and ask them, because they have some bhakti in their heart. What Krishna is saying here is that go there and ask them. They went to them and said, Gatva adha patni shalayam, 15. Drishtu asina swalankradaha natva dijasadir gova prashidamidam abruvan. Shrutva achyutamupayadam nityam taddarshano ulsuka tal katha kshipta manaso babhuvur jada sambramaha. That these women in the kitchen, Yagashala, when they perform these big sacrifices, there is the area where they have the fire sacrifice going on, a large area. And there is a large area where preparations, food is prepared for performing, offering into the sacrifice. So they prepare the food, the women, they prepare the cook the food in the kitchen, and sacrifice is going on in another area. All of that together is where the Yagashala is. When they were cooking the food, the women were not that qualified about to know about the yagam or the sacrifices. They were sitting there and they were talking to each other. They were saying, have you not heard of what's happening in Vrindavanam? They were saying like this, that Krishna has kicked Kaliya out of the Kalindi river and Krishna has consumed the whole fire. All these things they have heard from others, what was happening in Vrindavanam. If Krishna is actually God, would we get an opportunity to see him? The women were talking to each other in this way. Have we got the good fortune for that? Instead, look at our condition. We are sitting in this Yagashala, cooking all the time and enjoying that smoke that was coming from cooking. They were cooking with firewood, obviously. And they were saying, talking to each other in this way, and they were talking about Krishna also. It is at that point that the cowherd boys came there, and before even they asked for the food, Brahmana ladies, the Brahmana's wives, before they asked anything, the cowherd boys told the Brahmana's wives, we have come with Krishna and Balaram. We are coming playing together, all of us, in the forest. Krishna is hungry, he wants some food, and we are also feeling hungry, and we would like some food. We would like to have some food. Before even they could complete the sentences, all of them got up. Brahmana's wives all got up from there, and they picked up all the pots, what they have cooked. They took it, and they didn't have even time to transfer it to another pot or anything. They were in a hurry to go and see Krishna and Balaram, and they were thinking about this, what the cowherd boys have told. What's that? Krishna is feeling hungry, and he should be fed straight away. Therefore, they put all the pots on their head, and one after the other in a line, they started walking with them to Krishna and Balaram. They picked up everything, all the different vegetables they have cooked, yogurt, puppet, pickle, whatever that was there, everything they picked up, they wanted to serve Krishna and Balaram very well, and also the cowherd boys. Completely ignored the brahmanas who were performing the sacrifices there. And whatever they got hold of, the various preparations that was cooked and kept, whatever they got hold of, they took everything. And if you see, look at the verse, Chaturvidam Bahagunam, 19th verse, Annamadaya Bhajanehi Abhisasrupriyam Sarva Samudram Ivanim Nagaha Samudram Ivanim Nagaha. That just like the rivers flow into the sea, into the ocean, everything that the river carry, the water in the with them, is for the ocean. Similarly, our brahmanas' wives also, they were carrying everything for Krishna. They were not thinking about anything else. And they were not even looking back. Sometimes some things are falling off from their head because they was not properly kept. From the pot, some things were spilling out. They didn't even bother about that. They didn't know anything. Everything they carried on their head, and they went just to see Krishna and Balaram. The brahmanas noticed this, what they were doing. They thought, these boys have come and asked us for food. We didn't give it to them. Look at how clever they are. They've gone and asked the ladies there, brahmanas' wives, and they're taking everything from there. So they decided that nobody should go with them. And they told all the wives to go back into the kitchen again. To go back to the kitchen again. By now, some of them have already left. They've already gone. So when they try to close the door from one side, they'll come out from the other door. It's a big kitchen. In the Yagashala is a big thing, isn't it? It's a large, huge kitchen it will be. So they come out, and the brahmanas threatened them. Brahmanas told them that if you go away from here without care, listening to us, you don't have to come back here. That's how they frightened them. Some of them answered back saying that we are not going to come back anyway. That was their answer. Such a courage they had to answer back in that way. So there was one old woman among them who was very, very old. These brahmanas managed to stop her. She couldn't go faster with the others. Others have all walked out. They showed their courage and walked away from there. So the brahmanas are saying, look at her, 90 years old, still saying Krishna, Krishna and running after them. What is this? The brahmanas' mind, you have to understand that they become so thick in the inside, so like a stone-hearted person. Simply by getting absorbed in the Vedam and chanting the Vedam doesn't mean anything unless the bhakti is there in the heart. That is what this is showing to us. That karmam, this karmagandam, performing karmagandam is not the answer to the problem. And they pulled her back. She couldn't run. And put her in the kitchen and closed the door. And told her, you stay here. And this old lady who was thinking about everybody else, who had the good fortune to run, go away from there. What have I done to be like this? She thought like this and she called for Krishna's shelter. Only once she called Krishna, with that she left her body. She left her body. So Krishna decided that I shouldn't give her any more trouble. So anything, nobody can stop a devotee going back to Krishna. Nobody can stop a devotee going back to Krishna. If there is a big obstacles in life, in going back to Krishna, sometimes you will see such people will get back to Krishna quickly, more than others. And this lady who left her body and does not have to even think about it anymore, all others got there to Krishna. All the other gopis, they got there to Krishna. And when they got there, Krishna was standing there. That is what, how was Krishna was seen there? Shyamam Hiranya Paridhim Vanamalya Barham Dadu Pravala Nadavesham Anuvradam Se 22. Vinyasta Hastamidarena Dunanam Abjam Karnotpalalaka Kapovala Mukhab Jahasam. That is how Krishna was seen there. That underneath this tree, Krishna is standing there with one hand on Sridharma's shoulders and another hand with a lotus flower in the hand, rotating it. And that is how Krishna gave the darshanam. Krishna showed him to the wives of the brahmanas. They saw him in that way. They put all the pots they have brought with them, they put that on the ground. First they paid their obeisances to Krishna. And Krishna says to them, it's good that you have come. All the children are feeling, the cowherd boys are feeling very hungry. I am very pleased. But don't stand here for a long time. Best thing is to go back. Because sacrifice is going on there, isn't it? That should not be stopped. The sacrifice should go on. You should go back. When the brahmana's wives heard this, they felt a little unhappy. They had not come to go back. They wanted to stay with Krishna. So they say to Krishna, we cannot go back now. If we go back, they won't accept us. The brahmanas have told us clearly, don't come back. If you are going, don't come. You don't have to come back. And we have taken your shelter completely. We left everything and we have come to you. And we have taken your shelter. Please don't tell us to go back. And if you insist that we have to go back, you insist that we should go back, then we don't want to go back there. And we don't want anything else except to be engaged in your service. They said like this to Krishna. Krishna smiled at them and told them, you don't have to say like this, because even if you are living at home, in householder life, there is nothing that can stop you in developing Krishna consciousness, in advancing in Krishna consciousness. And you will feel more connected with me when you are away from me, when you are away from me. That means, when you are physically far away from Krishna, mentally you will be very closer to Him, closer to Him. If you are with me all the time, you won't feel that connection with me so closely. So external separation will create more attachment in the mind. There is another benefit also. In course of time, if you go back, in course of time, your husbands, those brahmanas who are there, who are performing those sacrifices, even they may change their way of thinking. Instead of putting all their faith in the yagam, in the sacrifices, and fire sacrifices and karmakandam, they may even change their way of thinking, and it is possible that they may also follow you in future. That you will see later what has happened to them. So, through your bhakti in the heart, your devotion, if they also become purified, then let that happen. What's the harm in that? So, due to somebody, if somebody else gets also purified, is there anything wrong in that? So, So this is Krishna's point, that if due to your relationship with somebody, if somebody else is getting purified and he also becomes Krishna conscious, is there anything wrong in that? So it is keeping that in mind, Krishna is saying to them in this way, that so these brahmanas' wives told them that whatever you tell us, we will do it. Whatever you tell us, we will do it. All we want is from our life, you should be pleased. You should be pleased. Saying this, they all returned, and Krishna distributed all the prasadam to everybody. And after the Gauhar boys were fed very well, Krishna also had, and Balaram together, they had a good feast, what was brought by the brahmanas. After that, they have gone back to Vrindavanam. And this particular pastime of blessing the wives of the brahmanas is a little different than the way Krishna has blessed the gopis. Remember when we discussed this chapter before, we were talked about it in detail, what we have to understand. There are two different levels of devotees. Both are devotees. Wives of the brahmanas are educated, learned in the shastram. It didn't require a lot of training or to light the fire of devotion in their heart. It didn't take very long. Therefore, as soon as they heard about Krishna and Balaram, they were willing to come straight away with the prasadam, offer it to Krishna. That thoughts came to them. Gopis' case was different. Gopis didn't know anything about bhakti, about jnanam, about yogam, karmam. Nothing is known to them. Ordinary people. Basically in tamogunam. That's what it is. Due to the presence of tamogunam, it took a longer time for them to get attracted to Krishna and to get attached to Krishna. So, two different ways you can see. Wives of the brahmanas, yajnavatnis were given the mercy in one way, and gopis were given the mercy in another way. You can't say one is higher than the other. Krishna's mercy is flowing to different devotees in different ways. To gopis, it flows in one way. To wives of the brahmanas, it was flowing in another way. That is what it is. That is what these two different pastimes are showing us. Now we'll go into the next three chapters. That is all to understand from this pastimes. That it is last verse. Why did the brahmanas did not think like this, like the wives thought? The reason Shukha Brahmarshi is mentioned there in the last verse. Idi swakamanu smritya krishne de hrudahelanaha didrikshav apyachudayo kamsal bidana chachalan. Kamsal bidana chachalan. They were frightened of Kamsa. Because they were frightened of Kamsa, they did not want to go to Krishna. But they realized their mistake later when the wives came back and told Krishna about what told them about Krishna. So in the next three chapters we'll go through and see what happens. Shri Shuka Vacha Bhagavan Abhitatraiva Baladevena Samyuda Abhishan Nivasan Govan Indrayaga Kadodhyaman Tadabhijnyo Bhagavan Sarvalma Sarvadarshana Prashrayavanado Prachadrudhan Nandapuryogaman Kathyadame Pidakoyam Sambramova Bhagada Kimbalam Kasyacho Desha Kena Vasadhya Dhimakam Edad Bruhi Mahan Kamo Mahyam Shushrushave Pitaham Nahi Gopyam Hi Sadhunam Krityam Sarvalmanamiham Astasuvaradrishtinam Amitroda Astavidyusham Udasino Rivadvarja Atmaval Suhruduchyadem Nyatva Jnatva Chakarmani Janoyam Anudhishtadi విదుషకర్మ సిద్ధి స్యాత్ తథా నా విదుషో భవేల్ తత్ర దావల్ క్రియాయోగో భవదా కిం విచారిత అథవా లౌకికస్తన్మే పృచ్ఛద సాధు పణ్యతాం నందో వాచాం పర్జన్యో భగవాన్ ఇంద్రో మేఘాస్తస్యాల్పమూర్తయ తే అభివర్షంతి భూతానాం ప్రీణనం జీవనం పయాం తం తాతవయమన్యే చ వార్ముజాం పదిమీశ్వరం ద్రవ్యైస్తద్రేదసా సిద్ధై యజంతే కృతభిర్నరాః తచ్చేషణోపజీవంద్రి త్రివర్గఫలహేతవే పుంసాం పురుషకారాణాం పర్జన్యఫలభావన య ఏవం విసృజేర్ధర్మం పారంపర్యాగతం నర కామల్లోభాద్ భయాద్వేషాల్ సవై నాప్నోతి శోభనం శ్రీశుక ఉవాచ వజో నిశమ్య నందస్య తథాన్యేషాం వ్రజౌ గసాం ఇంద్రాయమన్యం జనయన్ పితరం ప్రాహ కేశవ శ్రీ భగవాన్ ఉవాచ కర్మణా జాయతే జంతు కర్మణైవ విలీయతే సుఖం దుఃఖం భయం క్షేమం కర్మణైవాభిపద్యతే అస్తి చేదీశ్వర కశ్చిల్ ఫలరూప్య అన్యకర్మణాం కర్తారంభజతే సోపి నహ్య కర్తూ ప్రభుర్హి సా కిమింద్రేణేహ భూతానాం సుసుకర్మానువర్తినాం అనీశనన్యథా కర్తం స్వభావ విహితం నృణాం స్వభావతంద్రో హి జనం స్వభావమనువర్తతే స్వభావస్థమిదం సర్వం స దేవ అసుర మానుషం దేహానుచ్ఛాదివజ్జాంతు ప్రాప్యో సృజతి కర్మణ శత్రుమిత్రమిదాసీనం కర్మైవ గురిరీశ్వర తస్మాత్ సంభూజయల్ కర్మ స్వభావ సస్వకర్మకర అంజసాయన వర్తేత తదేవాసి హి దైవతం ఆ జీవైకదిరంబాం యస్తన్యముపజీవతి న తస్మాద్ విందతే క్షేమాం జారం నారి సతి యథా వర్తేత బ్రాహ్మణా విప్రో రాజన్యురక్షయా భువ వైశ్యస్తు వార్తయా జీవే శూద్రస్తు ద్విజసేవయా కృషి వాణిజ్యో రక్ష కుసీదం దుర్యముచ్యతే వార్త చతుర్విధా తత్ర వయం గోవృతయో నిశం సత్వం రజస్తమైది స్థితుల్పత్యంత హేతవ రజసోల్పదితే విషం అన్యోన్యం విధం జగల్ రజసా చోదితా మేఘ వర్షం జంబూని సర్వదా ప్రజాస్తైరవ సిద్ధ్యంతి మహేంద్ర కిం కరిష్యతి న పురో జనపద న గ్రామ న గృహా వయం నిత్యం మనోగసాద వనశైల నివాసిన తస్మాల్ గవాం బ్రాహ్మణానాం అద్రేశారభ్యతాం మఖ న ఇంద్రియాగ సంభారం స్థైర్యం సాధ్యతాం మఖ పచ్యంతం వివిధాపాగా స్మబం సుబందాపాయ సాధయ సంయావా పూప షష్కుల్య సర్వదోహశ్చ గృహ్యతాం భూయందామగ్నయ సమ్యక్ బ్రాహ్మణైర్బ్రహ్మవాదిభి అన్నం బహువిధం దేభ్యో దేయం వో ధేను దక్షిణాః అన్యేభ్యశ్చ అశ్వజండాళం పతిదేభ్యో యథార్హత యవసం జగవాం దత్వా గిరయే దీయతాం బలిం స్వలం కృదా భుక్తవంత సంలిప్త సువాసస ప్రదక్షిణం జగురుద గోవిప్రానల పర్వదాన్ ఏదన్ మమ పదం మదం తాత క్రియయామ్యది రోచదే అయం గో బ్రాహ్మణాద్రీణాం మహ్యం చ దైదో మఖ శ్రీశుక ఉవాచ కాలాల్మనా భగవద శక్రదర్పం శిఖాం సదా ప్రోక్తం నిశమనందాద్య సాధ్వగ్రహణం దదద్వచ తథా జవదదు విదదు సర్వం యదాహమదుసూదన వాచయిత్వా స్వస్థేనం తద్రవ్యణ గిరిద్విజాన్ ఉపహృత్య బలీన్ సర్వానాదృదాయవసం గవాం గోధనాని పురస్కృత్య గిరిం చక్రు ప్రదక్షిణం అన్యాం సనుద్యుక్తాని తే చారుహ్యసలం కృదాః గోప్యశ్చ కృష్ణవీర్యాణి గాయంతి సద్విజాశిష కృష్ణస్త్వన్యతమం రూపం గోపవిశ్రంభణం గదా శైలోస్మీతి బ్రువన్ భూరి బలిమాదద్ బృహద్వపో తస్మై నమో వజజనై సహచక్రాల్మనాల్మని అహో ఉపశిరశైలోసౌ రూపీనోనుగ్రహం వ్యధాల్ ఏషో అవజానయో మర్త్యాన్ కామరూపీవనోగస హంధిఖ్యస్మై నమస్యామ శర్మణే ఆల్మనోగవాం ఇత్యాద్రిగోద్విజమఖం వాసుదేవ ప్రణోదిత యథా విధాయతే గోప సహ కృష్ణ వ్రజం యయు శ్రీమద్భాగవతే మహాపురాణే పారమహంస్యాం సంహితాయాం దశమస్కందే పూర్వార్ధే చతుర్వింశతితమోధ్యాయ సర్వత్ర గోవింద నామ సంకీర్తనం గోవింద గోవింద శ్రీశుక ఉవాచ ఇంద్రసదాల్పన పూజా విజ్ఞాన విహదాం నృప గోభ్య కృష్ణాదేభ్యో నందాశుభ గోపస గణం సంవర్తకం నామ మేఘానాం శాంతకారిణాం ఇంద్ర ప్రాజోదేర్క్రుద్ధో వాక్యం చాహే శమాన్యుత అహో శ్రీమదమాహాత్మ్యం గోపానాం కానన ఉగసాం కృష్ణ మర్త్యుపాశ్రిత్య ఏ చక్రుర్దేవహేళనం యథాదృఢే కర్మమయీ కృతభిర్నామనౌ నిభై విద్వా విద్యామాన్యుషీం హిత్వా తదీర్షంతి భవార్ణవం వాచాలం బాలిశం శబ్దమజ్ఞం పండితమానినం కృష్ణం మర్త్యుపాశ్రిత్య గోవామే చక్రురప్రియం ఏషం శ్రీయావిలిప్తానాం కృష్ణేనాత్మాయిదాల్పనాం ధునుద శ్రీమదస్తంభం పశూన్ నయత సంక్షయం అహం జైరావన్నాగమారుహ్య అనుప్రజే వ్రజం మరుద్గణైర్మహావీర్యర్ నందగోష్ఠశిఖాం సయా శ్రీశుక ఉవాచ ഇത്തം ഭഗവദാ ജ്ഞാപ്താമേഘാനമുക്തബന്ധന നന്ദഗോകുലമാസാരേ പീഡയാമാസുരോജസ വിദ്യോനമാന വിദ്യുദ്ഭിസ്തനന്ദസ്തനൈത്നുബി തീവ്രൈർമരുഗണൈർനുർന്ന ബവൃഷൂ ജലശർക്കരാഹ സ്തൂണാ സ്ഥൂലാവർഷദായ മുഞ്ചൽസദ്രേഭ്രേഷു ഭീഷ്ണശ ജലൗഘി പ്ലാവ്യമാനാഭൂർനാദൃശ്യതോന്നതം അത്യാസാരാദിവാദേന വശവോ ജാതവേപന ഗോപാ ഗോപ്യശ്ച ശീതാർത്ഥ ഗോവിന്ദം ശരണം യേയു ശിരസുതാംശകായന പ്രച്ഛാദ്യാസാരപീഡിത വേവമാനാ ഭഗവത് പദമൂലമുപായേയു കൃഷ്ണ കൃഷ്ണ മഹാഭാഗാത്വനാഥം ഗോകുലം പ്രഭോ ത്രാതുമർഹസി ദേവാനം കുപിതാത് ഭക്തവത്സല ശിലാവർഷണിപാദേന ഹന്യമാനമചേതനം നിരീക്ഷ ഭഗവാൻ മേന കുപിതേന്ദ്രകൃതം ഹരി അപത്രത്യുൽപണം വർഷം അതിവാദം ശിലോമയം സ്വയാഗേ വിഹദേ സ്മാഭി ഇന്ദ്രോ നാശായ വർഷതി തത്ര പ്രതിവിധിസമ്യം ആത്മയോഗേന സാധയേ ലോകശമാനിനമോഢ്യം ധരിഷ്യേ ശ്രീമദം തമ നഹിസൽ ഭാവയുക്താനാം സുരാണാം ഈശവിസ്മയ മത്തോ അസദാമാനഭംഗ പ്രശമായോപകൽപ്പതേ തസ്മാന്മച്ചരണം ഗോഷ്ടം വന്നാദമൽപരിഗ്രഹം ഗോപായേ സ്വാത്മയോഗേന സ്വയം മേ പ്രതമാഹിത ഇത്യുക്തൈകേന ഹസ്തേന കൃത്വ ഗോവർദ്ധനാഞ്ചലം ദധാര ലീലയാ കൃഷ്ണ ഛത്രാകമയോ ബാലക അദാഹ ഭഗവാൻ ഗോവാൻ ഏ അംബ താതവ്രജൗഗസ യഥോപജോഷം വിശദേ ഗിരിഗർത്തം സഘോധന നത്രാസഹ്യവകാര്യോ മദ്രസ്സാഗ്നി ചൗപാതനി വാദവർഷഭയേനാലം തത്രാണം വിഹിതം ഹിവ തഥാ നിർവിമിശുദ്ധർത്ഥം കൃഷ്ണശ്വാസിതമാനസ യഥാവാശം സദനാ സവ്രജാ സോപജീവിനാഹ ശുത്രിഡ്യതാം സുഖാപേക്ഷം വിത്വാതേ വ്രജവാസിഭി വീക്ഷ്യമാണോ തഥാ വദ്രിം സപ്താഹം നാചലൽപദാ കൃഷ്ണയുഗാനുഭാവം തം നിശാമേന്ദ്രോതി വിസ്മിത നിസ്തംഭോ ഭ്രഷ്ടസങ്കൽപ സ്വാൻ മേഘാൻ സന്യവാരയൻ ഖം വിഭ്രമതിരാദിത്യം വാദവർഷം ജദാരുണം നിശമ്യ ഓപരതം ഗോപാൻ ഗോവർദ്ധനധരോ ബ്രവീൻ നിര്യാദിത്യ ജയത്രാസം ഗോപാ സശ്രീധനാർഭക ഉപാരതം വാദവർഷം വിദ പ്രായാശ്ച നിന്നക തതസ്തേ നിര്യയുർഗോപാ സ്വം സുമാദായ ഗോധനം ശകടോഢോപകരണം ശ്രീബാലസ്തവിരാശനൈ ഭഗവാനഭിതം ശൈലം സ്വസ്ഥാനേ പൂർവവത് പ്രഭു പശ്യതാം സർവഭൂതാനാം സ്ഥാപയാമാസ ലീലയ തം പ്രേമവിവേകാന് നിപുതാവ്രജൗകസൌ യഥാസമയൂപരിരംഭണാദിഭി ഗോപ്യശ്ച സ്നേഹമപൂജയന് മുദ ദദ്യക്ഷരാദ്ഭിജയുജു സദാശിഷ യശോദാരോഹിണി നന്ദോരാമശ്ചുബലിനാം വരാ കൃഷ്ണമാലിംഗിയുജു ആശിഷ സ്നേഹകാതര ദിവി ദേവഗണാസാദ്യാസിന്ധ ഗന്ധർവചാരണ തുഷ്ടൂർമുജു സ്തുഷ്ട പുഷ്പവർഷാണി പാർത്ഥിവ ശംഖദുന്ദുഭയോ നേതൃദിവി പേവപ്രണോദിത ജഗുർഹു ഗന്ധർവപദയസ്തുംബുരു പ്രമുഖാനൃവ തഥോനിരുക്തൈ പശുവൈ പരിശ്രുതോ രാജൻ സഗോഷ്ടം സബലോ വ്രജധരി തഥാവിധാന്യസി കൃതാനി ഗോപിക ഗായന്ത ഈയുർമുദിത ഹൃദി സ്പൃശാ ശ്രീമദ്ഭാഗവതേ മഹാപുരാണേ പരമംസ്യാം സംവിധായാം ദശമസ്കന്ധേ പൂർവാർദ്ധേ പഞ്ചവിംശതിതമോധ്യായ സർവത്ര ഗോവിന്ദ നാമ സങ്കീർത്തനം ഗോവിന്ദ ഗോവിന്ദ ദെൻ വൺ മോർ ചാപ്റ്റർ ശ്രീ ശുകുവാച ഏവം വിധാനി കർമാണി ഗോപാ കൃഷ്ണസ്യ വീക്ഷ്യതേ അതദ്ധീരുവിത പ്രോജു സമഭ്യേത്യ സുവിസ്മിതാഹ ബാലകസേതേതാനി കർമാണ്യത്ഭുതാനി കർമാണ്യദ്ഭുതാനി വൈ കഥമർഹ്യത്യ സോ ജന്മം ഗ്രാമ്യേഷു ആത്മജുഗുപ്സിതം യസ്സപ്തഹായനോ ബാല കരേണൈകേന ലീലയാ കഥ വിബ്രദ്ഗിരിവരം പുഷ്കരം ഗജരാടിവാം തോകേനാമീലിതാക്ഷേണ പൂതനായ മഹൗജസ പീതസ്തനസഹ പ്രാണി കാലേനയോ അയസ്തനോ ഹിന്നദോദയശാശയാനസ്യമാസ്യസ്യ ചരണാവുദ അനോപതതിപര്യസ്തം രുദത പ്രപദാഹദം ഏകഹായനമാസീനോ ഹ്രിയമാണോ വിഹായസ ദൈത്യേനയസ്തൃണാവർത്തമഹൻ കണ്ടഗ്രഹാതുരം കുചിദ്വയംഗവസ്ഥൈനെ മാത്രാബദ്ധമുലൂഖലേ ഗച്ഛർജുനയോർമധ്യേ ബാഹുഭ്യം താവപാതയത് വനീ സഞ്ചാരയൻ വത്സാൻ സരാമോ ബാലകേർവൃത ഹന്തുകാമംബകം ദോർഭ്യം മുഖദോരുമപാടയൽ വത്സേഷു വത്സരൂപേണ പ്രവിശന്തം ജിഘാംസയ ഹത്വാനിപാദയത്തേന കപിത്ഥാനി ച ലീലയ ഹത്വാ രാസപദൈതേയം തദ്ബന്ധുംശ്ച ബലാന്വിത ചക്രേ താലവനം ക്ഷേമം പരിപക്വബലാന്വിതം പ്രളംബം ഗാതയിത്വഗ്രം ബലേന ബലശാലിനാം അമോചയൽ വ്രജപശുൻ ഗോപാം ശാരണ്യവന്യത ആശീ വിഷദമാഹേന്ദ്രം ദമിത്വാമൃതം ഹൃദാ പ്രസഹ്യോദ്വാസേമനാം ചക്രേ സൗന വിഷോദകാം ദുസ്ത്യജ്ചാനുരഗോസ്മിൻ സർവേഷാം നോ വ്രജൗകസാം നന്ദദേതനേയസ്മാസു തസ്യോ അൽപത്തിക കഥം ക്വ സപ്തഹായനോ ബാല ക്വ മഹാദ്രിവിധാരണം നതോ തതോ നോ ജായതേ ശങ്ക വ്രജനാഥ തവാത്മജേ നന്ദോവാച ശ്രൂയതാമേവ ചോ ഗോപ യദു ശങ്കാജവോർഭകേ ഏനം കുമാരമുദ്ദിശ്യ ഗർഗോമേ യദുവാച വർണ്ണാസ്ത്രൈകിലാസ്യാസൻ ഗൃഹണദോനിയുഗം തനു ശുക്ലോ രക്തസദാബിദമിദാനിം കൃഷദാം ഗദാ प्रागेव वासुदेव वसुदेव से कुछ ज्यादा तवाल वासुदेव मेरी श्रीमान अभिज्ञा संप्रदक्षले बहूनि संधिनामानि रूपाणि जसुदस्यते गुणकर्माणि रूपाणि तान्यहं वेदनो जनाः एषवश्रयमाधास्यत् गोपगोकुलनन्दन अनेन सर्वदुर्गाणि यूयमञ्जस्तरिष्यथ पुराणेन व्रजपदे साधवो दस्यु पीडिता अराजके रक्ष्यमाणो जिग्युर्दस्युन् समेधिता य एतस्मिन् महाभागा प्रीतिं कुर्वन्ति मानवा नारयो विभवेन्द्येदन् विष्णुभक्षा अनिवासुरा तस्मान्नन्दकुमारोऽयं नारायणसमो गुणैः श्रिया कीर्त्यानुभावेन तल्कर्मसन विस्मया इत्युद्धामं समादिश गर्गेजसुगृहं गदे मन्ये नारायणस्यांशं कृष्णम् अक्लिष्टकारिणम् इति नन्दवय श्रुत्वा गर्गगीतं व्रजौघस दृष्टश्रुतानुभावासे कृष्णस्य अमिततेजसा मुदितानन्दमानर्चो कृष्णं जगतो विस्मया देवे वर्षति यज्ञविप्लवरुषा वज्राश्मवर्षानिलै सीतद्पालपशुस्त्रीमात्मशरणं दृष्ट्वानुकम्पितस्मयन् उत्पाटीकरेण शैलमबलो लीलोच्छ्रलीन्द्रं यथा विभ्रद्गोष्ठमुपान् महेन्द्रमदभेत् प्रयान्नमिवो इन्द्रो गवाम् श्रीमद्भागवते महापुराणे दशमस्कन्दे पूर्वार्धे षड्विंशतितमोऽध्यायः सर्वत्र गोविन्द नाम सङ्कीर्तनम् गोविन्द सो Instead of going to the wives of the brahmanas who were cooking in the kitchen in the yagashala, instead of going there, Krishna made them to bring the food to Krishna and he ate food. Isn't it? Sometime before you read in the Bhagavadam that Krishna sat with the cowherd boys and ate with them. What does that show? Earlier we saw Krishna sat with the cowherd boys and ate with them. Here, with the wives of the brahmanas, Krishna made them to come with the food to Krishna and accepted their offerings. What is indicating that is that no matter how big your sacrifice is there, even if it is conducted with the highest purity, highest standard, and with all the mantras chanted properly, everything based on the Vedic injunctions, if there is no bhakti in the heart, Krishna does not accept it. Krishna does not accept it. That is why the different ways it is presented in the Bhagavatam. But after all these things happen, who was performing these sacrifices? The brahmanas, were they not? And brahmanas refused to give food to Krishna. But Krishna didn't get upset with the brahmanas. Krishna didn't get upset with them. But Krishna did get upset with whom? With Indra. Why? All sacrifices is conducted for Indra. Through Indra it is conducted. And Indra should have trained them properly. That when I have come and asked for food, if they cannot offer it to me, that means the training is not very good. Very badly trained, isn't it? That's what it means. If the disciples act in a wrong way, it reflects on the guru. The guru is responsible for the misbehavior of the disciples. And that is what this is. That if disciples thinking that that they can do what they want, and then it is a reflection on the guru. So here also that Indra is supposed to train them properly and teach them properly the purpose of all these sacrifices. And that should have been given, proper training must have been given to the brahmanas by Indra. Indra didn't do it. Because Indra didn't do it, After this incident, Krishna didn't get upset with the Brahmanas, instead he got upset with Indra. That is why you can see that how these things are happening. In the 10th canto, if you observe, so many things you can see there, that Indra should have properly educated his, because he is the master of all the sacrifices. He is the master of all the sacrifices. You will see this in the Sahasranam also. Yajnyo, yajnyavadir yajnyo yajnyam, yajnyango yajnyavahana. Yajnyo, yajnyavadir yajnyo yajnyango yajnyavahana. When 1000 names of Vishnu is spoken, who Indra is also Vishnu, who is present in that form. Yajnyo, yajnyavadi, yajnya, yajnyango, yajnyavahana. And it is that person, all this is going to Krishna at the end. It's all sacrifices. Yajnyo vai Vishnu. All sacrifices are meant to please Krishna. So, and he should have been offered first when he has asked for food. And that Indra did not teach the Brahmanas properly. Didn't teach them properly. So Krishna thought that Indra is also going a bit funny, like Brahma had before. So he decided to free himself from that ego. That was the intention behind it. So, one instance, in Vrindavanam, Nanda Maharaj was organizing a big feast. And Krishna sensed it. In the morning when he got up, you can see when there is a big feast, what happens? A lot of people come to help in the cooking, and separate a marquee is built for the kitchen, and loads of pots and utensils, and many brahmanas had come washing the pots, cutting the vegetables, the whole scene. Krishna sensed there what was happening, and plenty of wheat, milk, sugar, rice, all these things. So Krishna goes to Nanda Maharaj and asking him, what's going on here today? He said, is this some birthday for somebody, or 60th birthday or 70th birthday, something like that? He said, Nanda Maharaj says to his son, to Krishna, he says, my dear son, no, nothing is happening. Do you remember last year also we had the same thing in the same time? What for? Krishna says, oh, to please Indra. To please Indra. And Indra is our head of everything. Our Nanda Maharaj had so much faith in Indra. He says to him that because of Indra's mercy, we are surviving here. Indra is in control of the rain. All the rain is due to Indra. And due to the rain, the grass grows well. And we are dependent on the cows. And cows need this grass. So our whole survival in this world is dependent on Indra. And Indra has to be pleased by us, he said. When Nanda Maharaj said that, Krishna thought this is the right time, he said. So he says to Nanda Maharaj, have you any time seen this person, Indra? He said, who he is? This is complete stupidity. You will also notice another thing. First time, Krishna is also talking science, which you will never see anywhere else. He starts talking science here. Some science also comes from Krishna. Krishna says to him, that have you seen Indra? Nanda Maharaj says, it's not possible to see Indra, he says to Krishna. So, Krishna says to Indra, sorry, to Nanda Maharaj, when you have a God whom you can see, why do you go and serve somebody whom you cannot even see? Krishna's logic. So, Krishna says, Nanda Maharaj says to him, where is that God whom I can see? Krishna says, look at this Govardhana hill. He says, this Govardhana hill, is Govardhana hill God? Nanda Maharaj says to him, look at Govardhana hill, that Govardhana stops all the clouds. All the clouds, it stops there. And Govardhanam gives us plenty of rain because the clouds are stopped there. And he says to him that Indra has nothing to do with the rain. Krishna says, imagine how Indra is giving the rain, and Indra is capable of doing all that, and Indra is capable of giving us the results of our karma. Then Indra should only give rain to those people who have done good karma. But he is giving, rain is coming freely to everybody. It does not show any discrimination. It's giving rain to everybody, isn't it? So here, only if Indra is responsible for this, Indra should have some discrimination while giving the rain. But he is not able to do that. He is giving to everybody freely. That shows that Indra is not responsible for this. Krishna is logicizing with Nanda Maharaj. For example, suppose it has rained, he says. We perform the sacrifices. Then only we should get the water, because we perform sacrifices. But why water goes to everybody else's house who has not performed any sacrifices? Krishna is asking this. And all these trees which are standing here, they also need water. And they are getting water without performing any sacrifices. So, all this what you are telling me is all foolishness. Krishna says this to Nanda Maharaj. And Krishna is also talking like an atheist. There is no God, he says. Everything is according to the arrangement, it is happening. There is no particular person controlling your destiny here. Because if it is based on any logic, only those who perform good activities, pious activities, they should get the good results. But you can see when the results are coming from the sky in the form of rain, it comes to everybody. Whether you have performed sacrifice or not, even the trees are getting the water, the birds are getting the water, the animals are getting the water. So what is this logic? He says to him. And as far as in order to destroy Indra's ego, Krishna says, the only God I can see here who is doing something for us is this Govardhana Hill. And the reason why Govardhanam has got plenty of grass and water, and all because of this, Brahmanas here have performed some sadkarmam, and they have performed some good activities, the results of that is coming. And cows are giving us all what we need in our life. Gorasam. Gorasam means that everything what the cow is offering, cow's urine, yogurt, milk, ghee and other things what cows are offering us, everything from the cow, we are able to utilize this. So, primarily he says, Govardhana mountains, the cows, and the Brahmanas were performing sacrifices using the cow products, and also the rain, the water. These things are our objects of worship. They are actually responsible for our survival in this world. The Govardhana mountain, the Brahmanas who are performing the sacrifices here, and also the cows who are providing all the ingredients for that. And these three are the one who requires worship. And when Krishna said all these things, and we should be performing the sacrifice for their benefit, for their pleasure. Nanda Maharaj has one habit. If Krishna says something, yes, he can't say anything against that. That is Nanda Maharaj's situation. So, at that time, Nanda Maharaj says to Krishna, if you say like that, then let it be, we'll do like that. As soon as Krishna said something, Nanda Maharaj agrees with that. So, I know, Nanda Maharaj says to Krishna, while performing sacrifices for Indra, how it should be organized. I'm used to that. I know how to do that. But to do a sacrifice for a mountain like Govardhana Hill, how to do that sacrifice, I have no idea, he said. Krishna says, I'll tell you how to do that. He says, Krishna says to him, while you are performing sacrifice for Indra, You got all the old records of that, how to do it, isn't it? Bring that all. And he says to him, how do you prepare sweet rice? How much quantity do you make it? More than that. Double it, he says, everything. For Govardhanam. He says, Indra is one person. Govardhanam is a huge mountain. He needs a lot more than that. So whatever that was, the record showed how much they have used, milk they had used before. Krishna says to Indra, to Gandha Maharaj, we need the double of that. Whatever Krishna says, now Krishna has become the acharya there. And Indra has become the disciple, Nanda Maharaj has become the disciple. So Nanda Maharaj is organizing everything and Krishna is telling Nanda Maharaj, we need this, we need this, we need this. He has given a huge list of things, what is required. And he says to Nanda Maharaj, don't reduce anything, only increase it, he says. And it is a long time that you have performed this sacrifice for Govardhanam and he could be very hungry now, he says. And so therefore thousands of pots of milk were brought to prepare the sweet rice. Then amount of sugar that was required and a huge feast was organized. And Krishna decided everything, all kinds of vegetables, fruits, different kinds of fried substances, different kinds of sweets. There's a whole list there. You can see what was prepared but there. Whatever Shukha Brahma she thought at that time, everything has come to that. Look at 26 words in the 24th chapter. Pachyandam vividha paga supanda payasadaya samyava pupa shashkulli sarvadohascha grihyadam. Sarvadohascha grihyadam. Whatever you can make with godambu, wheat, rice, everything. Samyavam means wheat. Poopam means the ones that you make with rice and jaggery, sugar, everything. Shashkuli. Shashkuli is the one, I don't know what you call that in English for this. The circles which come to the, with different rings around. Shashkuli. Sarva dohascha grihyadam. If you want, I'll go and buy one of each and show it to you. From the sweet shops. That's the easiest way. I think I should have brought one. Samyava bhuva shashkuli. Sarvadohascha ruhyadam, he says. Pachyandam vividha bhaga subanda payasadaya. All kinds of payasam. Different, there are so many varieties of them, isn't it? So, after that, and then he says, Krishna says to Nanda Maharaj, that it should be in plenty. After preparing all of that, whole morning they were cooking. The Brahmanas prepared everything. Nanda Maharaj also helped. And after they decided to make the offering to Govardhana Hill. In the morning after bathing, they come and whole morning they spend in preparing all this. And then they are offering everything to Govardhana Hill. So, who is the acharya here? Krishna is the acharya, isn't it? Krishna, he made everything, and in the normal way, how the cooked food is offered to Krishna. There is a system of offering. So Krishna followed all that very rigidly, very ritualistically and very rigidly. Krishna followed everything. And after that, while performing, you will see they will offering hold the hand with both the hands like this. They will make the offering like that. When they offered, Krishna offered this, Govardhanam put the hand out from inside. Govardhanam came out with the hand and one person was sitting. When Nanda Maharaj and all the cowherd men everywhere were looking at Govardhana Hill. So on top of the Govardhanam, there was a person sitting there. And nobody knew that it was Krishna who was sitting there. But he showed the hand. A huge person who is sitting on Govardhanam and asking, receiving everything that was being offered. And he is saying, I am the Govardhana mountain hill and I am very pleased with your sacrifice. The person sitting on top of Govardhanam is saying this. And because I am very hungry today, I am accepting everything what you have offered me. So therefore, not only don't offer it with the hand anymore, bring all the pots and start offering to me as it is. With the pots fully filled with all the prasadam, whatever that's been cooked in the whole kitchen, what was ready there, bring everything and start giving me the pots, he said. So Krishna looks at Nanda Maharaj and says to Nanda Baba, says, Nanda Baba, has any time before Indra had come and taken prasadam like this? Krishna is saying to Nanda Baba, has ever any time before Nanda Maharaj has come and taken prasadam like this? And it is very sad that you never offered it to Govardhana Hill. And he says to, Krishna says to everybody there, bring everybody. Everybody goes to the kitchen and bring all the pots here and start offering to Govardhana Hill. And they started doing that. Then, and everyone was rushing to make the offering to Govardhana. So, and very quickly, Govardhana was receiving everything and it was consuming. Everything was going to Govardhana Hill. And after a while, everything ran out. Whole prasadam was finished. So there was nothing left. Nothing left in the kitchen. And then they told Govardhana Hill, everything is finished. Whatever we have cooked is over. And nothing is left. At that time, Govardhana says to them, that is there any vegetables left, what you have brought for cooking? Bring that here. That my hunger is still there. So they brought all the vegetables that was there. Whatever, potatoes or carrots or whatever that was there, everything, bananas or yam or whatever that was there, everything was brought forward and that was also consumed. And there is a story in the Puranam that Vaishravana is Kubera, who is the treasurer of the demigods, he performed one sacrifice once. And all that was cooked there was consumed by Ganesh. Ganesh consumed everything. So Nanda Maharaj has heard this story before. Nanda Maharaj thought that, is that the same thing going to happen here? Nothing was left. Everything was consumed. Normally when we make preparation prasadam, we say it's for Krishna. But we will make sure how many people are going to come. So, are we actually planning for Krishna or are we planning for the guests? We'll say 500 devotees or 1,000 devotees are come. Accordingly, we prepare. And we say, oh, Krishna enjoys the love of our offering. He accepts our love. And we offer to Krishna, but keeping inside our mind, will that be sufficient for everybody who had come? Isn't it? But here is a situation that nobody is able to understand who isn't sitting on top of this hill and consuming everything like this at a fast rate, everything that was consumed. So, when everything was over, that Govardhanam, they paid their obeisances to Govardhanam, And Krishna says to Nanda Maharaj that he is very pleased with your sacrifice. Who? Govardhanam is very pleased with your sacrifice. Nothing will happen to you, everything will be okay. And we will protect, he will protect you from all danger in the future. And if till now, if you have experienced any problems here, it's all due to you are not performing this sacrifice before. Now that you have performed this sacrifice, from now on, you will be protected all times by me. This is what he is telling me. Krishna says this to Nanda Maharaj and everybody else who are present there. And all what has happened now is due to he being displeased with you. Who? Govardhana Hill. And can you remember anything in the past, any incidents happening like that which caused problems? Remember a huge powerful cyclone came referring to Trinavarta. And then a devil came referring to Pudana, a ghost-like thing. And remember sometimes some of our cows were lost in the forest. Nothing will happen in the future. I will take care of everything. And saying this, this person who has taken the form of Govardhanam, he disappeared inside the hill. So everybody understood that Govardhanam is a person who is living in that Govardhana hill. And but even though all these things Krishna has shown to Nanda Maharaj, Nanda Maharaj is still not very convinced about the whole thing. And he was thinking, sacrifices are all normally performed in a very scientific way. Scientific way means based on the Shastram, not the modern science. Based on the Shastram, it is performed everything. But this particular sacrifice, there is no Shastram. Krishna is saying, cook everything what you can, and bring everything, and feed everything. What kind of sacrifice is this? Nanda Maharaj started thinking like this. You can understand Nanda Maharaj's situation. Krishna is organizing everything. Krishna, Nanda Maharaj is thinking, is this very authentic? Is it bona fide? Like we all do, isn't it? We also say, is that bona fide, we say. In the same way, Nanda Maharaj is also saying, is this all okay, what he is doing? But normally we don't do sacrifices in this way. Lot of mantra to be chanted. And there's a lots of time spent in fire, sacrifices in the fire, in front of the fire, by the Ritviks who sit on the four sides, chanting various hymns, and ghee is offered into it, and it is accepted by the fire. It is taken through the demigods to the Supreme Lord. There is a system for everything. Here nothing, absolutely nothing. All Krishna was busy was with the kitchen. Told everybody to cook as much as they can, and everything in plenty. And when everything was ready, Krishna says, now we can make the offering. And everything was brought in front of the hill, on Govardhana hill, and then suddenly Govardhana appears, a person appears. And he starts eating everything, whatever what was offered. Nothing was left behind. Is this a bona fide thing? Nanda Maharaj got this doubt seriously in his head. So after a while, everybody dispersed. But Nanda Maharaj didn't say anything to Krishna about it. But the doubt was still lingering on in his mind. So a few hours later, it started getting dark. And the clouds started building up everywhere. And you couldn't even look at each other. So dark it was. And that time, Indra was observing all these things from his abode in Indra's planet. Somebody reported to him that this particular year there is no sacrifice for you. It has been done for Govardhana hill, and Krishna has organized everything in that way. You won't be having anything this year. And they are not performing any sacrifice for us. Not only that, what to talk about a sacrifice, not even some remnants which he could have sent us, even that has not been done. Sometimes you do like that, isn't it? In big feasts. When after the feast is over, if there's a lot of prasadam left behind, you will send some of them in some pots to somebody. Say, you can have this, at least some leftover from the feast. Even that has not been done. So you can imagine how upset Indra could be. So, you, at least that they could have done. Even that he hasn't done, he said. This is only due to their ego. Indra is thinking about the gopis and the cowherd boys. That they haven't got the courtesy even to send something here. And this Nanda Maharaj, who is he? Indra is saying, him and his people, who are basically, they maintain the cows, they get the milk and the butter and the cheese and everything from the cow, they sell that and they live like that. He has got this arrogance to do this. Who am I and who is he? This is the way he thought about Nanda Maharaj. He's thinking that Nanda Maharaj and cowherd boys and gopis, that they are surviving here due to Indra's mercy. Indra is providing them with the rain. With the rain they get plenty of grass, and the cows have plenty of grass. They provide all their cow products like butter, milk and everything. And Nanda Maharaj and his herd, all his men, they are surviving on that. And they are showing this arrogance to me. Indra thought in that way. So immediately he decided to react to that. So heavy rains started. You can see that in the 25th chapter you will see what kind of rain it was. 10th verse. Stuna, stula, sushmat, varshadhara, munjal sadbreshva bhishnasha, jalaughai plavyamana bhur na drishyata nato annatam stuna stula varshadhara munjal sabhe shabhishnasha jalaughai plavyamana bhur na drishyata nato annatam. That stuna stula varshadhara, like a huge pillar, water was coming down from the stuna stula varshadhara. Huge, like a pillar, water was coming from the sky. That time Nanda Maharaj says to Krishna, Krishna, I told you before that you should be careful while playing with Indra. See what is happening now. Heavy, heavy rains are coming. And Krishna says, what does it matter if it is Indra? Let him play his game, he said. The Govardhana Hill has told us that he will protect us. Did he not? He said, let's go there and see what happens. So Krishna assembled all the cowherd boys, cowherd men, everybody, and all the cows, everybody together went to Govardhana Hill. And for some time they were struggling with the rain. Then they stood in front of Govardhana Hill and started praying to Govardhana Mountain, say, addressing Govardhanam like this, that please protect us, and please protect us from this wrath of Indra. And when they were doing that, they observed that water was not falling on them. Water was not falling on them. They closed their eyes and they were praying to Govardhana Hill. Suddenly, when they noticed that the Govardhana Hill has gone up in the sky. They've gone up from the ground. The whole hill has gone up, and it was standing in front, on top of them. And also they saw Krishna was holding this Govardhana Hill with his left hand, with the finger supporting that. And not a drop of rain anywhere. Krishna says to them that whatever you may have, any belongings you have brought with you, you can take that and come underneath this, stand underneath this Govardhana Hill, and this hill is not going to fall. I am holding it, he says. You don't have to have any worry about it. So when they said that, when Krishna said that, they had a doubt. They started looking at Krishna. They were thinking, has this hill gone up on its own, or is it because Krishna is holding it with his finger? How is it able to stay like this at this height? That doubt will clear at the end. They brought everything what they brought with them underneath this Govardhana Hill. And Krishna was holding the whole Govardhana Hill with a finger, supporting that. And with the right hand, Krishna took out the flute and started playing the flute. And while they were underneath the Govardhana Hill, they did not even know when it was going to get dark. And they didn't even know that they were not feeling hunger or thirst. And for 7 days, they had to stay underneath this Govardhana Hill. Indra continuously showered the rain, and 7 days Krishna held this Govardhana Hill also. You will see there in the 23rd verse, Saptaham na chalat padad Shutradyadam sukha apeksham hitvadir vrajavasivi vikshamano dadhavadrim Saptaham nachalal padad. Then it was a saptaham by Indra. Indra's saptaham for 7 days. Rain saptaham. It was a rain saptaham. So, or Krishna's hill saptaham with Govardhana Hill. So this saptaham has become very popular, isn't it? It is Bhagavad saptaham also. So anyway, this saptaham started from that day. After 7 days, The rain saptaham person failed. He lost it. And nothing happened. When he started showering the rain, there was no water coming from the clouds. There was no more water coming from the clouds. All the clouds were without any water. Clouds were there, but there was no water from the clouds. And Indra comes and looks at it, and he couldn't find out what was happening. Nothing has happened to Vrindavanam. Vrindavanam was like that before. And and here, Indra got a little upset. Indra was thinking, what is going wrong? He done this with a revenge towards Krishna, to teach him a lesson, isn't it? Indra got very upset. You will see in the Bhagavatam how Indra gets upset. Indra is saying to everybody there that apartir tulbanam varsham adivatam shilamayam swayage vihade asmabi indro nashaya varshadi. Shukha Brahmarshi says, indro nashaya varshadi. Indra is doing this to destroy Krishna and the cowherd boys. Nanda Maharaj said to Krishna, indro nashaya varshadi. What did Krishna say to Nanda Maharaj? Yes, indro nashaya varshadi. The comment from Nanda Maharaj and the answer from Krishna is the same. Only thing is the meaning was different. Nanda Maharaj was saying, Indra is going to destroy us. For to destroy us, he is released this rain, heavy rain on us. And he has done this to destroy us. Indro nashaya varshadi. Krishna says to Nanda Maharaj, indro nashaya varshadi. The same way. It is only for his destruction he is doing this. He is going to face that music later. So, Indra got angry. He got upset with all the clouds there. And he says to them, get out of here, he says, to the clouds. And he sent everybody away. All the clouds were sent away. Then he got onto his Airavatam, the big elephant he has got, climbed on top of that, and came to the heavenly planets. At that time, when he came back to his heavenly planets, Lord Brahma sent a little note to Indra. Little note to Indra. That saying to Indra, before you do anything, just read that 14th chapter in the 10th canto, Brahmastuti. Before you start doing anything, what happened to me? Instead of saying what happened to him, he told Indra, please read that 14th chapter. You will see what happened to me. Before you try to play your games with Krishna, he says. And after paying obeisances, if you look at my forehead, it is swollen here. That means how much time I have paid my obeisances to Krishna. It is swollen here, he says. So, because I paid obeisances with my head in all direct, for all the foreheads, he says. And not only that, I would have lost my job even that day. So best thing is, in other words, in a nice way, Brahma is saying to Indra, in a nice way, if you don't want to lose your job, better you go and pay your obeisances and apologize and ask for forgiveness for what you have done. So, Indra is also a very good person. Only problem with Indra is he gets angry very quickly. And sometimes he gets angry and gets upset with others. But otherwise, we say he is a good person, good at heart. That is why Krishna also deals with Indra in the same way. Sometimes Indra has got this rajogunam in him, like Brahma has also. So, here what he did was that Indra is feeling a little shy now. After doing all this to Krishna, how to go in front of him now? Feeling ashamed about that. And Brahma, when he got it, immediately he recognized and realized the situation. Straight away went and paid his respects to Krishna and asked for forgiveness. But Indra is little different. Indra thought, how to pay obeisances to Krishna? Indra was thinking like that. So, But Indra knows very well that that's what's going to happen. So, but Indra is hesitant. How to go there? And if I go there, what will happen there? That also, you know, when you have done something seriously wrong to somebody, and then if you have to go and ask for or apologize to him, you may always have various thoughts going through your mind. It was at that time when Indra was thinking all this, Surabhi cow came there. So when he got there, Surabhi said to Indra, I'm going to see Krishna because he has protected my people, the cows there. So Indra thought this is a good opportunity. I can say to Krishna that I have come with Surabhi. Surabhi is coming to see you, so I thought I'll also come with you, with her. So Indra wanted an excuse like this, that Surabhi told Indra, I am going to pour all the milk on Krishna and install him as the Indra from now on. So when Indra left there for Abhishekam of Govinda, for Abhishekam of Krishna, and to be named Krishna as Govinda from now on, when this was going on, Shuka Brahmarshi got up in the Bhagavata Saptaham with Parikshit and got up and paid a huge obeisances to Krishna, to Govinda, there in front of Parikshit. In front of Parikshit. He when Indra started there with Surabhi to perform the Abhishekam for Krishna, and to address him as Govinda. Govinda means one who protects the cows. And Surabhi wanted to do that. Indra was accompanying Surabhi. When all this was going on, Sri Shuka Brahmarshi in the Srimad Bhagavatam at that time wanted to perform specially obeisances to Krishna as Govinda addressing him. And even Shuka Brahmarshi, it will appear if you read the verses in the Bhagavatam, that it will give you an impression like that, that even Shuka Brahmarshi got upset with Indra to some extent. And you can see that in the 25th verse, Kham vibra mudidadityam vata varsham jadarunam nishamyo uparadam gopan govardhanadaro bhravid. And if you look into the next verse, you will see there that Deve Varshadi, that is why that last verse in the 26th chapter. Deve Varshadi Yajna Viplavarusha Vajrashma Varsha Anile Sidat Pala Vashustri Atma Sharanam Drushtuanu Computes Mayan Utpateka Karena Shailamabalo Lilo Chilindram Yatha Bibrat Goshtam Apan Mahendra Madhaben Priyanam Indro Gavam. That verse. Deve Varshadi Yajna Viplavarusha Vajrashma Varshani Lehi Sidat Pala Vashustrim Atma Sharanam Drushtuanu Kambir Smayan Utpateka Karena Shailamabalo Lilo Chilindram Yatha Bibrat Goshtam Apam Mahendra Madhabit Priyanam Indro Gavam. Priyanam Indro Gavam. That he mentions there that the cowherd boys, they had a doubt. This Krishna is only 7 years old. How could he hold this Govardhana hill for 7 days like this? We have never heard a story like this before. Who is this Krishna? Who is Krishna? It is after this Govardhanam pastime that this issue came up very seriously among Krishna's friends. Who is Krishna? Who is Krishna? Even Shuka Brahmarshi mentions in this Bhagavatam that after this particular incident with Indra trying to punish Krishna, and what happened after that, so all these cowherd boys, they decided to ask. Best person to ask is Nanda Maharaj himself. Who else is the best person to ask? They go to Nanda Maharaj and asked him. Nanda Baba, how is this possible? Your son is only 7 years old, and for 7 days he managed to hold this Govardhana hill like this. then he is not an ordinary person, you see. So, is he a person who should be living with us and living like us? And why did he take birth among us? He came and take birth among us. And we think about this all the time. Who is he? Who is Krishna? Who is Krishna? Have you got any experience about him? In this way, the cowherd men and cowherd boys, they started asking Nanda Maharaj. At that time, Nanda Maharaj thought what Garga Maharshi told Nanda Maharaj at the time when this horoscope was written. He says, I don't know anything, but in the horoscope certain things are written about him. And he read the horoscope for them. That is how Nanda Maharaj handled the situation. I don't know anything about him, but Garga Maharshi, when he wrote the horoscope, in the horoscope it is mentioned about him like this. You will see. Ityuddhamam samadishya, verse 23. Gargeja sugriham gade manye narayana syamsham krishnam aklishta karinam. Chapter 26, verse 23. That manye narayana syamsham krishnam aklishta karinam. In other words, I consider, who says, Garga Maharshi says this to Nanda Maharaj, I consider manye narayana syamsham. He is Narayana Samsham. Narayana himself. Krishnam Aklishta Karyanam. That Mahavishnu's incarnation, he is Mahavishnu's another expansions. And therefore, I am not at all surprised what's happening with him. When Nanda Maharaj said this, the cowherd boys also started thinking about Krishna in that way. That Gopas also, the cowherd, the grown-up men, they also started thinking that he must be Mahavishnu. To convince what Nanda Maharaj told the cowherd men, that means all other men who are Nanda Maharaj's age group, same older men in the society, they asked this question. So when Nanda Maharaj replied like this, the other friends of Nanda Maharaj also started thinking about Krishna, that he is Narayana himself. Mahavishnu himself has come here. And they started believing like that. At that time, Krishna decided that, let me show them who I am. And that is why, the next chapter you will find, Krishna is trying to show them the Vaikuntha planets. Vaikuntha planets, Vaikuntha Lokam. We will read that in the next chapter. Two chapters. Shri Shuka Vacha Govardhane Drade Shailam Asara Drakshade Vraje Golokada Vrajal Krishnam Surabhi Shakram Evasha Vivitam Vasangam Breedida Krita Helena Pasparshabada Yorenam Kirida and Arkavarchasa Drishta Shudan Bhavasya Krishna Syamida Dejasa Nashtatulogeshwadam Indra Mahakradanjali Indra Vacha Vishuddha Sattvam Dhavadhama Shandam Tapomayam Dostarajas Tamaskam Maya Mayoyam Gunasam Pravaho Avidyade Egrakte Agrahana Anubandhaha Kudunu Adheda Vagishadal Krada Lobhadayoye Abudalinga Bhava Tadabidandam Bhogavan Bhivarti Dharmasugupte Kala Nigrahaya Pita Gurustam Jagadamadisho Durate Kala Ubata Danda Hitaya Suechadane Visami Hase Manam Vidunun Jagadishamaninam Ye Madhidajna Jagadishamaninam Swami Chakale Abhayama Shutan Madam Hitu Arya Margam Prabhajan Yavasmaya Iha Kalanam Avidenu Shasanam Satum Mamaisharya Mada Pradesya Kradaga Saste Avidusha Prabhavam Chandam Prabhodarhasi Mutachedasu Maivam Punarbhum Madhishame Sati Tavavadaroyamatochajeha Swayambharana Murubhara Janmanam Chamubadinam Bhavaya Deva Bhavaya Yushma Charananu Vartinam Namastu Bhimbhagavade Purushaya Mahalmani Vasudevaya Krishnaya Satudam Badaye Nama Swachando Vatadehaya Vishuddhanyana Murtaye Sarvasmai Sarvabijaya Sarvabhudalmane Nama Mayadam Bhagavan Goshanashaya Saravayubhi Cheshtanam Hade Emanina Tibramanyanam Toye Shanubhidosmi Dwastambhudhyama Ishwaram Gurumalpanam Twamaham Sharanam Gada Shri Shukavacha Evam Sangirtita Krishna Makavanam Bhagavanam Mekagam Bhiraya Vaja Prakasanidam Abravid Shri Bhagavan Vaja Mahati Gari Makan Makavango Nukrishnadam Madanaspade Nityam Matasyenda Shriya Brisham Mama Ishwari Shri Madhando Dandabanim Navashari Tambram Shayami Sambadhyasya Chamyanugraham Gamiram Shakrabhadram Makriram Menu Shasanam Siyanam Swadigareshu Yukta Ervastamba Varjidai Adhas Rabbi Krishna Mahyondamanasuni Sosandani Rubamandram Guru Govarubanam Ishwaram Surabhiruvaja Krishna Krishna Mahayogi Mishu Alpam Mishu Sambhava Bhavada Lokanathena Sanathavaya Machuda Tumna Paramagam Devam Tumna Indro Jagalpade Bhavaya Bhavago Vipra Devanam Yeja Sathava Indram Nastu Abhishekshyamo Brahmanam Udidavayam Avadir Nose Vishu Alpam Bhumer Bharanubataye Bumir Bharabanatay Sri Shavuaja Evam Krishna Ubamandra Sarvi Paisalpana Jalaira Gashangaya Maira of the Garodhai Indra Surashibi Sakam Nodido Devamadrabi Abhishinja Dadasharham Govinda Midija Bhedal Tatrangas Tumbranaradio Gandharva Vidyadra Sitajaranaha Jaguri Sholokamalaham Hari Firangana Sam Nandurdur Mudanyudaha Tam Pushtavur Devanigaya Ketavo Vivagiram Shal Budavushpa Rushtivi Logabaram Narudimab Nuam Strayoga Vastadaya Gamna Yen Payo Dridam Nana Rasoga Sridobra Shamas and Madhusrava Agrashtavacha Shadayo Giraya Vibradun Manin Krishna Abhishitamidani Satwani Kurinandana Nurvairan Nibamstada Kurora Nabinasargada Itigo Gulabadim Govinda Vishichasa Anitnadaya Shakro Burdo Deva Devadivam Shrimad Bhagavate Mahavrani, Dashamaskande Purva Arde, Indrastuti Nama, Sapta Vimshadamo Dhyaya Sarvatra Govinda Nama Sankirtanam, Govinda Govinda Shri Shukavaja, Egadashyam Nirahara Samabhyarcha Janardhanam Snadum, Nandasya Galindyam Dadashyam Jalamavishal, Tvam Grihitvanel Pratyovaranasya Asirondigam, Avijnaya Asirim Velam Pravishtamadagam Nishi, Chukrashustam Vashanda Krishnami Divobaga Bhagavam Sadhubashatya Pidanam Varanakhadam Tadam Diyam Gadurajan Swanam Phaedo Vipho Praptam Mitrakrishikesham Lokabala Samariya Mahatya Pujaitvaha Taddarshanam Holsava Varano Vaja Adimenurdo Deho Deyvarto Adigida Prabho Tulpada Boja Bhagavan Navabha Varamadvana Namastubhyam Bhagavade Brahmane Paramalpane Nayatra Shuyade Maya Loka Srishtivikalpana Achanada Mamagena Mudhena Gaya Vidina Anidoyam Tavidatat Bhavan Shandumarhadi Mama Penigraham Krishna Kartumarhase Shadrik Govindaniyadamesha Pidade Pidruval Salam Pidadi Pidruval Salam Shri Shukavaja Evam Prasadida Krishna Bhagavani Shireshwara Adaya Gal Subhaidaram Bandunam Chavahan Mudam Nadastu Indriyam Dushtuwa Lokabalam Haudayam Krishna Jasanadim Desham Yadibhyo Vismido Bravin Te Tual Sukhyadiyo Rajan Matwa Gopastam Ishwaram Abhinasodim Sushma Ubadat Sadadishwara Idi Swanam Sabhagavan Vijayagila Draksvayam Sangalpisade Deshankrabayay Tadachindayan Janovay Lokamedasmina Vidya Kamakarmabhi Uchavadasugadishona Veda Swamgadim Brahman Idi Sanjindya Bhagavan Mahakariniyo Hari Darshayam Asalokam Samgopanam Tamasaparam Satyam Yanam Anandam Yad Brahma Jyoti Sanatanam Yad Divashyanti Maneyo Gunapaye Samahida Tedu Brahmahadam Brahmakhradam Nida Magna Krishena Jodhrada Dadrusha Brahmano Lokam Yatra Kruvadhyakada Alpura Nanda Destudam Drishtva Paramananda Nuburda Krishnam Jadatra Chandobi Swayamanam Savismida Srimad Bhagavate Mahavrani Dashamaskandhi Purvarde Ashtavimshidamo Dhyaya Sarvatra Govinda Nama Sangirtanam Govinda Govinda. So we'll continue after a break. Cheto darpanam arjanam bavamaha Davagni nirvapanam Shreyakkaidava chandriya vidaranam Vidhyavadhu jeevanam Anandam budivardhanam Pratipada purnamrda swadhanam Sarvatna Subhanam Varam Vijayade Shri Krishna Sankirtanam Namnamagari Bhuda Nijasarva Shakti Tatra Arpidani Midas Varanena Galam Edadrishita Vakrupa Bhagavan Mamabi Durdeiva Mihidrishamihajani Anuragaha Tranahara Vishuni Jaina Tarohrabhi Sahishuna Amani Namanadena Kirtaniya Sadahari Nathanam na janam na sundarim kavidam va jagadisha kamaye Mama janmani janmani shwari bhavadat bhaktirahai dugitvayi Ahi nandadanuja kingaram patidam ahmushame bhavambudau Krabayatava padapanga jastita duli sadrasham vichindaya Nayanam galadashudharaya vadanam jadgadarudhaya gira Pulagayar nishadam kadavabhutavam amagrahane bhavishyadi Ivaidam nimeshena chakshusha pravishayidam Shunyayam Jagal Sarvam Govinda Virahename Ashlishyava Padaradam Pinashtumam Adarshanam Marmahadam Karyotuva Yadatadava Vinadadulammanu Alpranathastuna Evanapara.
So
So, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, after this incident with Indra, Brahma has first surrendered, Indra has surrendered, and in the last chapter you have seen Varuna has also surrendered. It is whole 10th canto is nothing but a continuation of surrenders of the great personalities. That is why we said in the beginning that these Vrindavana pastimes is to show to us who is Krishna. Krishna is the Supreme Lord. To asserting that, Krishna's authority over everybody else. That's what you find in this, in these different pastimes. First, Brahma has to surrender. Then Indra surrendered. Now Varuna has surrendered. And in this way, it is going. And now you can find in this, when the cowherd boys, not the cowherd boys, Nanda Maharaj's friends, all the gopas, great personalities who were there with Nanda Maharaj in Vrindavanam, they also started inquiring about who is Krishna. It was at that time Krishna decided to show them who he is. So you see that in the Satyam Jnanam Anandam Yad Brahma Jyoti Sanatanam Yaddhi Pashyanti Munayo Gunavaye Samahidaha. That verse, that is the 15th verse in the 28th chapter. Satyam Jnanam Anandam Yad Brahma Jyoti Sanatanam Yaddhi Pashyanti Munayo Gunavaye Samahidaha. We discuss this verse when we discuss the Rasa Dance. How important that verse is to show to us that before you study Rasa Dance, you should study that verse. Otherwise, it will lead into misunderstanding. Without studying that verse and understanding that, this is Upanishad verse that is. The personality we are talking about is not an ordinary person. People are thinking, talking about Rasa Dance, they talk about as though it is an ordinary thing. It is not an ordinary thing. That is why Shuka Brahmashri spoke that verse right before the Rasa Dance. Satyam Jnanam Anandam Brahma Jyoti Sanatanam Yaddhi Pashyanti Munayo Gunapaye Samahidaha Tetu Brahma Kratam Nidam Agna Krishnena Chodhradaha Dadrashu Brahmano Logam Yatra Kruro Dhyagat Pura Nanda Destudam Drishto Paramanandam Rupurada Krishnam Jatatra Chandobi Stuyamanam Vivisuvismitaha. So, with that part finishes. And in Vrindavanam, with the Vrindavanam, what happened now? Indra came there with Surabhi and Govindabhishekam happened. Surabhi poured huge amounts of milk on him, Krishna, and asked Krishna that you be our leader from now on. That is how Krishna got this name as Govinda. The name Govinda came to him. So Krishna was asked to stand on top of a rock, and Surabhi brought the best milk from her own pure milk. And calling Krishna as Govinda, 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 performed the Abhishekam of Krishna there on top of the hill. And after Surabhi has performed that Abhishek with the milk what Surabhi has brought, Indra thought Krishna should have an Abhishekam with water. So he brought Airavatam, his elephant, and with its trunk it brought the water from Ganga river, and with that water Govinda was performed, Abhishekam was performed. So Surabhi performed Abhishek first, and then Indra got the opportunity to perform the Abhishekam. So that day when Govinda Abhishekam was performed, that milk that was flown from Krishna, it flew into the Kalindi river, and Kalindi got a little bit more white color that day. Otherwise Kalindi is known for her black water, isn't it? So to that extent Kalindi has been purified by the water, by the milk that has flown from Krishna's body. So after this Govinda Abhishekam, Vrindavanam became more opulent than before. More opulent than before. So simply remembering about this Govinda Abhishekam itself is a very auspicious thing. First with the milk, and then afterwards with the water from the Ganges, from the Ganga river. So it is the same system followed even today in many, many big temples First they offer abhishekam for Krishna with milk and later on with the water from the Ganges. So because from the milk when it is offered, not many mantras are chanted, but when it is offered with the water, at that time much more mantras are chanted while performing abhishekam. On that particular instance, Ganga water from Ganga river came through Airavadam's trunk. And at that time, all the rishis and the sages who were present there, they glorified Krishna in a big way. And there was a lot of drums were played, and the demigods were showered flower petals on Krishna, and all these things. And afterwards, Indra and the other demigods, they all went back to their own abode. So, one instance, Nandababa went to bathe in the river, and Varuna, it was early hours in the morning, so Varuna's servants came and caught him and took him away. And they took him, and afterwards, Nandamaharaj, when realized that Nandamaharaj is Krishna's father, Varuna paid his obeisances, apologized to him, and gave him a lot of presents, and sent him back from Varuna Lokam. From Varuna and his men, they paid their respects to Nanda Maharaj and sent him back with a lot of presents. When he came back, Nanda Maharaj had a doubt that, is Krishna not an ordinary person? People who are coming to see him are not ordinary people even. Brahma, Indra, Varuna, these are the people, he says. And this Varuna is offering respects to me. Who am I? Nanda Maharaj is thinking. But he is worshipping me in such a way. And Nanda Maharaj came and reported all this to all the other friends who were there. And when they heard that, they also thought that Krishna must have a place of his own where he must be living. Where is he from? And if it is Vaikuntham, it will be nice to go and have a look at it, what it's like. It's natural, isn't it? When we hear about something nice somewhere, we also go and have a look at it. Even from a tourist point of view, if you look at it, they were saying that if Krishna has come from somewhere else, he's not like us. He's not fighting for a few cents of land in Mathura or Vrindavan. He must have come from somewhere else. And if he has got a place of his own, there's no harm in going and having a look at it. Because he seems to be such a great personality. And nobody spoke about it to each other, but they were saying in such a way that they had this desire in them, which Krishna understood, that they wanted to know who I am and where do I live. They want to know that. So one day they were all sleeping. In the night they were sleeping. So at that day, they felt that all the cowherd men, Nanda Maharaj's friends, they all felt that they are bathing in the sleep. This is happening. They are bathing in Brahmakrudam. Brahmakrudam is the place in Yamuna river where Akrura bathed. You remember Akrura was taking Krishna back to Mathura. That time he stopped the chariot and went to bathe in the river. That place is called Brahmakrudam. So in Brahmakrudam, Gopas, the cowherd men, felt that they are bathing there. And when they were bathing, they saw, like the way Akrura has seen, they saw the Vaikuntha planet. While bathing in the river, this is all experience, isn't it? It's not physically what you saw, that experience of that, and they saw Mahavishnu lying there, and they all felt that they are in Vaikuntha planet. All the cowherd men, Nanda Maharaj's friends, they all felt that they are in the Vaikuntha planet while bathing there. So then they started thinking that, are we not from Vrindavanam? They were thinking like that. How did we get here? They started asking this. But then, and they opened their eyes. When they opened their eyes, they all realized that they are in Vrindavanam. But for a short period of time, Krishna gave this experience to them of the Vaikuntha experience of the Vaikuntha planet. That means that when they opened their eyes, they saw they are in Vrindavanam, but they couldn't forget what they experienced while they were in the Brahmakrudam at that place. Krishna has directly shown them. Krishna has decided that he has to perform Vrindavana pastime some more. Some more Vrindavana pastimes he still left. Only after that, I will take them back to the spiritual world. Krishna thought like that. That was Krishna's plan. Krishna's plan is, there is some more Vrindavana pastimes to be performed. After that, I will take them back to the spiritual world. But he made them aware that there is a spiritual world. And there is a abode of Krishna somewhere else. That experience, Krishna gave it to them while bathing in the water in Kalindi River, in Yamuna River. So, through all these pastimes, you can see Krishna has won over Brahma, Indra, and now Varuna also. So, Indra came and paid his obeisances, asked for forgiveness, apologized, and left. So, Indra did that. Brahma came and rolled over with all the four heads and went back. And in this way, Krishna has won over Brahma, Indra, and Varuna. Now, the most difficult of all, Krishna is going to show how he can control them, control him as well. That is Kamadeva, Cupid. Isn't it? So, normally, not many people are successful in winning that part of it. Is it not? Somebody asked this question. Out of the four regulative principles, which is the most difficult one? From there it's clear. Isn't it? Of the four regulative principles, which is the most difficult one. So, that's what that is. That fourth one. You can see in devotees' life also how they had to go through. A lot of them. So, therefore, this Krishna's winning over the Cupid, or that desire for enjoyment, sense enjoyment, which is spoken in the next five chapters, what is known as Rasa Panchadhyayi. Sridharacharya Swamiji mentions it as Rasa Panchadhyayi. The five chapters referring to the subduing of Kamadeva or Cupid and Kama Vijayam, that is this Rasa Kreda or Rasa Leela, and that begins from the next chapter. So we will read that first chapter and continue from that. Shri Shuka Vacha Bhagavan Abhidoratri Sharadol Pullamaliga Vicharandam Manaschakre Yogamaya Amupa Shridaha Tadodu Raja Kukuba Kurer Mukham Pracha Vilimbanarunena Shandamai Sacharshanina Mudaga Chuvo Mrujan Priya Priyaya Miva Dirga Darshanaha Drishtva Kumadhundamakhandamandalam Ramananapam Navakungumarunam Vananjatal Komalago Bhiranjidam Jagaukalam Vamadrisham Manoharam Nishamya Gidam Tadanangavardhanam Rajastriya Krishna Grahidamanasa Ajagmu Anyonyam Alakshido Udhyama Sayatragando Javalola Kundalaha Duhandyobhyayu Kaschid Doham Mitva Sumul Saga Payodhishatya Samyabam Anudvasya Abarayayu Parivesayandastaditva Payayanda Shishun Paya Shishroshandabadin Kaschil Ashnandyobasya Bhojanam Limbandya Pramajandyonya Anjanya Kaschalyojane Vyatyastavastrabharana Kaschil Krishnandiyam Yayu Ta Varyamana Padvi Pidura Bhradrubandhubi Govinda Bhakadalpano Nanyavartanda Mohida Antara Grihagada Kaschil Gopya Labdhavinir Gama Krishnam Tadbhavana Yuta Dedhurun Mili Dalochanaha Dusaha Prashtavirahati Vrada Vaduta Shubha Dhyana Prapta Achidashlesha Nurvurtya Chena Mangalaha Tameva Panamal Panam Jara Buddhya Visangada Jahur Gunamayam Deham Sadhya Prakshina Bandhanaha Shri Rajo Vajam Krishnam Vidumaram Kandam Nadu Brahmadayamini Guna Pravaho Varamatasam Gunadhyam Katham Shri Shukavaja Uktam Burastade Date Chaidya Siddhim Yadagada Dushan Nabikshigesham Kamuda Kamuda Adokshaja Priyaha Nanam Shreya Sartaya Victor Bhagavadonurba Abhayasya Prameyasya Nurgunasya Gunalpana Kamam Krotham Bhayam Sneham Aikyam Saukhudame Vajanityam Haro Vidhadado Yandi Tanmayadam Hide Najayam Ismayakariyo Bhagavad Bhavada Bhagavad Bhagavatyaje Yogeshwareshwari Krishne Yada Edad Vimuchyade Ta Drishtwandiyamayada Bhagavan Vrajayoshida Avadad Dodadam Shreshto Vaja Pesher Vimohayan Shri Bhagavan Vaja స్వాగతము మహాభాగ ప్రియ కిం కరవాణివ వ్రజసనామయం కచిల్ బ్రూదాగమన కారణం రజన్యషా ఘోర రూపా ఘోర సత్వ నిషేవిద ప్రతియాతృజం నేహస్తేయం స్త్రీ విశ్వమధ్యమ మాతరపితరపుత్రాభ్రాతరపదయశ్చవ విజిన్యుంది హపశ్యందో మా క్రుద్ధుం బంధు సాధ్వసం దృష్టం వనం కుసుమిదం రాగేశకరరంజితం యమునా నీలలీలైజ త్రిపల్లవ శోభితం తద్యాదమాచిరం గోష్ఠం శుశ్రూషధ్వం పదీన్ సది క్రందంది వల్సా బాలాశ్చతాన్ పాయేద దుహ్యదాం అథవా మదపి స్నేహాద్భవత్యో యంద్రిదాశయా ఆగద ఉపమన్నమ ప్రియందే మై చందవ భర్త శుశ్రూషణం స్త్రీణాం పరమ ధర్మోహమాయయ తద్బంధూనాం చ కళ్యాణ ప్రజానాం చానుపోషణం దుశీలో దుర్భగో వృద్ధో జడో రోగ్యనోభివ పది స్త్రీ పిర్ణహాదవ్యోగే లోగేప్సుభిరపాదకి అస్వర్గమయశస్యం వభల్గో కృచ్ఛ్రంభయావహం జుగుప్సితం జ సర్వత్ర ఔపవత్యం కులస్త్రియ శ్రవణా దర్శనా ధ్యానం మయి భావో నికీర్తనా నతదాస నికర్షేణ ప్రదీయాదతో గృహాన్ శ్రీశుభవాచం ఇది విప్రేమాగర్ణ గోప్యో గోవింద భాషితం విషణ భగ్న సంకల్పశ్చిందామాపుర్ధురత్యయం కృత్వా ముఖాన్య శ్వసనేన శుష్యల్ బింబ అధరాణి చరణేన భువం లిఖంద్య అశ్రైరుపాతమశీ కుజ కుంగుమాని తస్తురమృజంద్య ఉరి దుఃఖపరాస్మదూష్ణీం ప్రేష్టం ప్రియేతరమివ ప్రతిభాషమాణం కృష్ణం దదర్థ వినివర్తిత సర్వనామానేత్రే విమర్జ్య రుదితోపహదే స్మ కించిల్ సంరంభగద్ సంరంభగద్గదగిరో భ్రువదానురుక్త గోప్యౌజూమైవం విభోర్హతి భవాన్ గదిదం నృశంసం సంధ్యంజ సర్వ విషయాం స్తవ పాదమూలం భక్తా భజస్సు దురవగ్రహమాత్యజాస్వాన్ దేవో యదాదిపురుషో భజతే ముముక్షున్ యల్పత్యపత్య సుహృదామనువర్తిరంగం స్త్రీణాం సుధర్మ ఇది ధర్మ విధా త్వయోక్తం అస్త్వేవమేతదుపదేశపదే త్వయీశే ప్రేష్టో భవాం సనిపృదాం కిల బంధురాత్మా కుర్వంది హి త్వైరదిం కుశలస్తమాత్మన్ నిత్యప్రియే పదిసుదాదివీరార్థిదే కిం తన్న ప్రసీద పరమేశ్వరమాస్మ చింద్యా ఆశాభృదాం త్వయిచిరాద్ అరవింద నేత్ర చిత్తం సుఖేన భవతాపకృతం గృహేషు యన్ నిర్విశత్యంతో కరావపి గృహ్యకృత్యే మాదోపదం న జలస్తవపాదమూలం ద్యామకథం రచమతో కరవామి కిం వా సింజాంగనస్తరామృతపూరకేణ హాసావలోకలగీత జహృచయా అగ్నిం నో చేద్వయం విరహజాన్యుపయుక్తదేహ ధ్యానేన యామపదయో పదవీం సఖేతే యర్హ్యంబుజాక్షదవపాదతలం రమాయ దత్తక్షణం కుంజితరణ్య జనప్రియస్య అస్ప్రాశ్వదల్ ప్రదీసాన్య సమక్షమంగం స్వాదం ద్వయావి అమిదాభృతపారయామ శ్రీల్పదాంబుజరజశ్చకమే తులస్యా లబ్ధ్వాపి వక్షసి పదం కిల ప్రత్యజుష్టం యస్యాసు వీక్షణకృతే కృతేన్యసురప్రయాసద్వయో తద్వద్వయం జదవ పాదరజ ప్రపన్నాః తన్న ప్రసీద వజినాథనదింక్రిమూలం ప్రాప్తా విసృజ్య వసతి సుదుపాసనాశ తుల్సుందరస్మిన నిరీక్షణ తీవ్రకామవత్వాల్మనాం పురుషభూషణ దేహి దాస్యం వీక్షాళగావృతముఖం తవ కుండల శ్రీ గండస్థనాథరసుదం హసిదావలోకం దత్తాభయం చుభిషదండయుగం విలోక్య వక్షశ్రీయైకరమణం చ భవామ దాస్య కాస్య స్త్రంగదే కళపదాయమూర్ఛిదేన సమ్మోహితో చరిదానచలేత్రిలోక్యాం త్రైలోక్య సౌభగమిదం నిరీక్ష్య రూపం యద్గోద్విజద్రుమ మృగా పులగాన్య బిభ్రన్ వ్యక్తం భవాన్ ముజమయార్థిఖరోభిజాదో దేవే యథాది పురుషస్సురలోక గోప్తాః తన్నో నిదేహి కరమంగజమార్థబంధో తప్తస్తనేషుజ శిరస్సుజ కింగరీణాం శ్రీశుకువాజ ఇది విక్లవిదం తాసాం శ్రుత్వా యోగేశ్వరేశ్వర ప్రాహస్య సదయం గోపీరాత్మా రామోప్యరీరమన్ తాభిధామేదాభిరుదారజేషితం ప్రియేక్షణాన్ఫుల్లముఖీభిరచ్యుత ఉదారా సద్విజగుందధీతి దీవ్యరోచదైనాంగయోడుభిర్వద ఉపయ్యమానముద్గాయనమనిదాశతయూధపమాలాం విప్రద్వైజయంతీం విచరన్మండయన్వనం నద్యాప్లినమావిష గోపీభిర్మహిమవాలుగం రేమే తత్తరళానందం కుముదామోదవాయినాం బాహుప్రసారపరిరంభకరాళగోరు నీవీస్తనాలభన నర్మనఖాగ్రపాదై క్షేళ్యావలోకహస్తే వ్రజసుందరీణాం ఉత్తంబయన్నతిపదీం రమయాం చకారాం ఏమం భగవద కృష్ణా లబ్ధమానా మహాత్మన ఆత్మానం మేనిరే శ్రీనాం మానినియోమిదిగం భువి తాసాం దల్సోభగమదం వీక్ష్యమానం జగే శివకేశవ ప్రశమాయ ప్రసాందాయ తత్రైవందరధీయత శ్రీమద్భాగవతే మహాపురాణే పారమహంస్యాం సంహితాయాం దశమస్కందే పూర్వార్ధే భగవతో రాసక్రీడ వర్ణనం నామ ఏకవనతశబ్దమోధ్యాయ సర్వత్ర గోవింద నామ సంకీర్తనం గోవింద గోవింద ఫ్రమ్ ది లాస్ట్ 28 చాప్టర్స్ ఇన్ దిస్ 10th క్యాంటో శ్రీ శుభ బ్రహ్మర్షి హాస్ స్పోకన్ వెరీ క్లియర్లీ అబౌట్ కృష్ణస్ పొజిషన్ అండ్ దీస్ పాస్ట్ టైమ్స్ పర్టిక్యులర్లీ lifting the Govardhana hill, subduing the Kaliya, Akasura's liberation, Purdana's liberation, all of them is pointing out to this one thing, Krishna's absolute position as the Supreme Lord. So, and in addition to that, showing the whole universe within Krishna's mouth to Yashoda Devi, and it is not enough to say Krishna is just ordinary Ishvara. Brahma, Vishnu, Shiva, all of them, whatever position, whatever power they have, even these manifestation of these, what Krishna has shown here, are some of them are not even manifested in the great personalities like Brahma, Vishnu or Shiva. What is manifested in Krishna? Now, therefore, the next one, Kama Vijayam. Kama Vijayam, or how to go and control Kamadeva. After controlling all other devatas, Brahma, Indra, Varuna and all others, Kamadeva has to be one, because he is the most difficult and it is very difficult for everybody. Then you will see there that in the 29th chapter itself, in the 11th verse, that this particular Tameva Paramatmanam, in this last chapter, Jara Buddhyami Sangana Jehur Gunamayam Deham Sadhya Prakshina Bandhanaha. Sadhya Prakshina Bandhanaha. Well, in the Narayani also, the same thing, that this relationship Krishna and the gopis had, it has been scrutinized and studied by everybody. Materialists, great acharyas, great devotees, and spiritually advanced souls trying to understand this, and it is not easy to understand. This particular part of the Bhagavatam, it is the most difficult part in the Srimad Bhagavatam to understand. That is why it leads into a lot of misconceptions as well. Why it is so interesting is Jara Almana na paramalmadaya smarandyo aryogada paramahamsa gadim kshanena tam tuam prakasha paramalmadanyam kathanjil chitte vahan amurdamashrama ashnuviya. 8th verse in the 65th chapter. There is a conversation between Krishna and Melpatur about this. Melpatur's point is, gopis didn't know that you are the absolute truth. They had no idea. Krishna is God or the super soul. They didn't have any idea. They came to Krishna as Jara. Jara means Jaralpana. Jaralpana means that it was a loving affair outside the marriage. Many of the gopis were married as well, but they had this relationship with Krishna as Jara. Jara means a relationship outside the marriage. So, a relationship started like that, the gopis and Krishna. Jara Almana. But they did na paramalmadanayo, paramalmadaya smarandyo. They didn't know that he is the super soul. Na paramalmadayo, paramalmadaya smarandyo. They didn't know that. But what happened? That relationship eventually turned into Aryogadaha Paramahamsagadim Kshanena. In a short period of time, they became Paramahamsas, Paramahamsagadi. A relationship, nobody comes to spiritual life like the way gopis have started, isn't it? Gopis have developed a relationship with Krishna, which was out of love, attracted by the form and the beauty and the speech and the flute and everything, so many things. Gopis got attracted to Krishna. That attraction was completely based on the body and the bodily features. That developed in such a way, and eventually it became a cause for their liberation. Paramahamsa gadau labheda. Paramahamsa gadim kshanena. That is the importance of this relationship. That is what he is saying here also, that they used to think of Krishna like an ordinary person. They didn't know that he is God or he lives in Vaikuntham or Golokam. He hasn't got a, they haven't got a clue. But only thing is, they were attracted to the form, Krishna's form, and there was no change from that. Attraction to Krishna was so strong that there was no change of heart from that point of view. And it is not good enough to say there is a happiness come from Brahman realization, which is called Brahmanandam. It is not even good to say it is Brahmanandam even higher than that. The attraction was so strong. Such an experience they had in association with Krishna, and Krishna felt that they should get an opportunity of experiencing that Swarupa Anandam, and Krishna wanted that to happen. This time the attraction is towards the form. They don't know what Swarupa Anandam means. Swarupa Anandam means that, you remember when we talk about a soul, we say Satta Chitta Anandam, isn't it? Theoretically we know that. It is Satta Chitta Anandam. We tell others also. We are all Satchidanandam. But in experience, what is it? It is not Satchidanandam, is it? In experience, temporary body, full of miseries, nowhere any Anandam. Always miserable, and always in ignorance, and always frightened of death. Exactly the opposite to these three. Satya means eternal, but in our heart, it's always the fear of death. So where is Sat? Always experiencing Asat. Chitta means full of knowledge. What knowledge do we have? Full of ignorance. Exactly opposite, isn't it? Full of ignorance. Hasn't got a clue what's going on. We are here today, don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. This is our Chitta. And then Anandam, Krishna is saying that Ananda means that happiness of the soul and experience of the soul inside, Brahmanandam. Instead of that Anandam, what do we experience now? All the miseries of this body. So this is our present state. So here Krishna decided that they should also experience, gopis also should experience the happiness of the soul, spiritual happiness in other words. So, in order to do that, and who is that soul? Soul is Krishna himself, who is present in every gopi's heart as the super soul is Krishna. That is why Venpatur said to Krishna, Jaralpanana paramalpadaya smarandyo aryogadaha paramahamsagadim kshanena tam tuam prakasham paramalpadanam kadanjal chittevaham amrutamashramam ashnuviyaha. That with this experience, gopis realized what that relationship means. Up to that time, they were simply attracted, completely on the external side. No experience of the self within. So Krishna decided that they should also experience the what Krishna is experiencing all the time, which is the Satchidanandam. Krishna is Satchidanandam, isn't it? That means Krishna is always on the platform of the soul. That is why he is never touched by the material miseries. We get affected because when another body is killed, we get affected. Why? We think that it was a very cruel thing to do. When the war happens, we feel the misery. When a big war happens, we feel misery. After Mahabharata war, Krishna is laughing. If we kill our uncle, we will be miserable. Krishna kills his uncle and he is smiling. He is not affected. Why? The reason is this, always in the platform of the soul, never in the platform of the body like us. So Krishna wanted gopis also that he wanted them to experience what that means, this Satchidananda means. So it is with that intention this pastime has been shown. This pastime is an introduction to that. Different commentators have spoken about this, but if you look at this, it says here that there were that 110 million gopis were there. 110 million gopis were present in that. Somewhere that it's mentioned in Krishna book also, Prabhupada taken from the Bhagavadam. that 110 million gopis, as soon as Karmi reads that, he will say, how is that possible? Vrindavan is hardly 5 or 6 kilometers, square miles, square kilometer. How could 110 kilometers, 110 million gopis can, he said. So their mind will work like this, isn't it? That's how their mind will go. So basically what we have to understand, that there were so many gopis who were present there, and even among those gopis, in the middle of those gopis, Krishna's mind, Krishna had no change of thought, never affected by any of that thing. So imagine that Krishna stayed while sitting in Yashoda's lap and sucking Yashoda's breast at that time, while sitting in the middle of gopis and engaged in Rasalila. Similarly, while in the while jumped onto Kamsa's chest and jumped on top of him and killed him, killed Kamsa at that point, and while he was in the Arjuna's chariot in the Mahabharata war, no change inside. That is Krishna. Do you see that difference? While in Yashoda's lap and sucking the breasts, drinking the milk, while in the middle of the gopis performing rasa dance, while while killing Kamsa and jumped on top of his uncle and sat there and killed him there, and while in the Mahabharata war, standing as the charioteer for Arjuna and fighting the mortal battle, and many people are getting killed, all these things are happening. Inside Krishna, there is no change. Nothing is changing there. Why? All the time, Krishna is on the platform of the soul. This is what a spiritual life means. That unless we reach that state, you won't understand what spiritual life is all about. We can say all these things, but to get to that state is not easy. It's not easy. So, this is what shows Krishna is the absolute truth, Krishna's supreme position. So all this is shown in these different pastimes. Particularly, this particular pastime, Rasalila, is a complete pastime in itself. Wherever Shuga Brahmarshi gets an opportunity, he will show to us how to become Krishna conscious. How bhakti can develop in the heart, these things Shuga Brahmarshi will mention in the Bhagavatam wherever he gets an opportunity. So, while describing this Rasalila, Rasa dance, Shuga Brahmarshi has taken an opportunity to teach us that as well. So, this happened like this, that on a full moon day, when the moon was shining in the sky, evening, Sandhya hours, when Krishna looked at the nature, he noticed that whole material nature has organized everything very favorably for rasa dance. Krishna felt like that. Immediately he stood there and pulled out the flute and started playing the flute. And when this is on the banks of Yamuna river, Kalindi river. So Krishna's playing flute, we discussed before, attracts everybody. And that is well known. The rivers were melting, the water stopped flowing, the birds stood there where they were flying, the trees stood and started listening to that, animals, the birds, everybody. And even the gopis were standing there listening to the flute, and they made their comments about it earlier. So, we won't understand what it's all about, because we are not hearing Krishna's flute. That's the problem. But it did affect gopis. Gopis heard that. And we are also, it's also coming to us, but we don't like it. That's the problem. Our problem is we don't like it. We like some, what is it, Bollywood or something, some music like that. That's what will attract us. So it is like this, that when iron, when it is rusted, it will not attract the iron filings, isn't it? It won't attract the filings. But if the if there is no rust in the iron, it will attract the iron filings easily, very easily. Similarly, even when we hear all these things about Krishna, we don't get attracted to Krishna. Why? The reason, because of the presence of various unwanted anarthas inside. That's why Krishna's playing flute is not attractive to us. We are attracted by other things, newspapers, television programs. And in because of that, mentions there that the that Vicharandam Manaschakra Yogamaya Mupashridaha, that because of the presence of lust, anger, greed, competition and various other unwanted things inside us, it is the Krishna's playing flute is not having any taste inside. But it affected the gopis. Krishna's flute has affected the gopis. Then they all felt that Krishna is calling us, and they felt that through this playing the flute, Krishna is actually inviting us for the rasa dance. And it was the evening hours, twilight, sandhya time. And everybody was performing different activities at home. Gopis have a lot of things to do at home. Some of them had to milk the cows. Some of them had to look after their husbands. Some of them had to look after their children. Some of them were bathing and getting ready for their evening ceremonies, whatever they were performing at home. Various things. Different people do different things. All this is done at the sandhya time. Sandhya time generally, historically, is meant for spiritual activities. Is it not? Nowadays we don't even know what sandhya is. This is our situation. We put a telly on. What's on the telly? We say, watch the telly. This is our sandhya today. So this is how far away we are from the spiritual understanding of life. Generally, three sandhyas are meant for spiritual life, particularly the evening sandhya. One is not allowed to. Remember what happened in the third canto? When Didi Devi approached Kashyapa Prajapati, Kashyapa Prajapati says to Didi Devi, this is the time Lord Shiva travels and checks if anybody is traveling, chanting the holy name or not. But Didi Devi's head all went in the wrong direction. And she wanted to have a relationship with Lord Shiva, with Kashyapa Prajapati. And from that, we got these two great personalities, Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu. So, you can imagine that a demoniac culture will be directed in this way. Like Didi and Kashyapa Prajapati, what they did in the same way. Whereas Sandhya time is meant for spiritual activities. It is particularly meant for spiritual life. And therefore you can see that society which lived in that way, they particularly engage in such activities. And Sandhya time, Sarvam Visrajya. As soon as they heard the sound of the flute, that they didn't think about anything else. And we couldn't say they have given up everything. What actually happened was, they didn't think about anything else. Because they were so absorbed in Krishna, and Krishna's playing the flute, they all ran into the forest. And they came close to Krishna, and they saw Krishna standing there and playing the flute. So, after a while, Krishna stopped playing the flute, and recognized everybody who had come. And Krishna says to them, why have you come here in this sandhya time here to this forest? You have a lot of responsibility at home. You should be doing all that. Why did you come here? And it is not proper that you had come here, giving up all your duties at home, and you should actually go back to your home and do what you have to do at home. Actually, what did Krishna say to them? Gopis felt that Krishna is telling them you should go back. But actually, Krishna's words, if you look carefully, you will see there is another version of that which is spoken in a different way. They felt that is Krishna going to abandon us? That feeling came to him. So, then why did we come here hearing this flute? And everybody felt very unhappy when Krishna told them that you should all go back. So they stood there looking at the ground, and with their right leg, toe, they were drawing some pictures on the ground without saying anything. At the same time, tears were coming from their eyes. And then they spoke to Krishna. What did they say? They says to him, Gopya Uchu 31. Maivam vibhorkhati bhavan ghatidam rishamsam sandhinja sarva vishayam stava padamulam bhakta bhajasu duravagrahama tyajasman devo yathadi purusho bhajade mumukshun. This is the way gopis responded to that statement. Krishna told them to go back. There is a, if you read from verse 18 to 27, is Krishna's instructions to the gopis about their duty. And gopis' answer to that is from verse 31. In the first verse, Maibham vibhorhati bhavan gadidam rishamsam sandhinja sarva vishayam stava padamulam. That we are not able to answer your questions. That you should not be speaking like this. Maivam vibhorhati bhavan gadidam. Because to speak like this so harshly, from such a sweet form like what you have, how is this possible? How could you, who is such a sweet person, speak so harshly to us like this? And they started saying to Krishna, this doesn't match. Your words does not match with your form, the way you are. We have given up everything and came to you. And you are telling me to go, you're telling us to go back. What is there for us at home? Gopis are saying. What is there for us? We are not going to enjoy anything there by staying at home. Our eyes, when it doesn't see you, it's not satisfied. The eyes are not satisfied. And instead of doing what is necessary for us and engaging us in our activities at home, our senses will never be satisfied and happy in that state. Already you have taken all our senses. You have pulled our senses towards you. By playing the flute, our ears have completely surrendered to you. It has completely taken your shelter now. Our eyes, by seeing your form, cannot see anything else in this world. Gopis are saying this to Krishna. Eyes cannot see anything anymore, and the ears cannot hear anything anymore. And therefore, sending us back at this point doesn't make any sense for us. How Mahalakshmi has taken your shelter. How Mahalakshmi has taken your shelter. Similarly, we are also taking your shelter. And actually, Krishna has spoken those words to them to see how far they are attached to him. To see that. And what will they react to that? Krishna wanted to find out. And it was an experiment. Krishna has done like a test for them. And they won that test. That they didn't want to go back home. They wanted to stay with Krishna. And in, from now on you will see several pastimes with Krishna and the gopis together. And Krishna is trying to say to them that they started feeling that Krishna has come under their control and this is their situation. And this, when, from this chapter you can see, after gopis have spoken like this, they felt that Edam Bhagav Evam Bhagavada Krishna. After gopis have spoken to Krishna in this way, Sri Shuka Brahmarshi says in the 42nd verse, Idi viklavidam tasam shrutva yogeshwareshwara prahasya sadayam gopi almaramo pyariramal. Almaramo pyariramad. Almaramo. Almaramo bi ariramad. That Idi viklavidam dasam shrutva yogeshwareshwara. After hearing from Krishna those verses, from 18 to 27. And gopis answered that from 31 to 41, those verses. Shukha Brahmarshi is saying there, Ida Viklavidam Tasam Shutva Yogeshwareshwara. After hearing Krishna's words, after they have spoken, they did not actually wanted to go back. Prakasya Sadayam Gobi Atma Ramopi Ariramad. Atma Rama. They felt that experience of Krishna. Krishna is giving them that experience. And then Krishna and the gopis were enjoying together in the Kalindi's river banks, in the sand, they were enjoying together. At that point, Krishna felt that these gopis feel that I am under their control. Evam Bhagavata Krishna Labdhamana Mahalpana Alpmanam Menire Srena Maninyo Abhidigambhuvi Tasam Tal Saubhagavadam Mityamanam Jageshava Prashamaya Prasandaya Tatraivandaradhyadam. It was at that time that this caused a little bit of pride, ego, in the heart of the gopis, and they started thinking, we are very fortunate people, are we not? Gopis themselves started thinking like this, because who is here now engaged in the rasa dance with us? Mahalakshmi's husband, is it not? And he is under our control. See, he is following us, he is with us. And as soon as this thought, a little ego in the heart of the gopis, what happened? Tatrai vandaradhiyada. Krishna went missing. So, tasam tal saubhagamadam, that is called saubhagamadam. Saubhagamadam means, in this relationship between gopis and Krishna, gopis felt a little pride that Krishna is under our control. That is saubhagamadam. Madam, saubhagamadam, vichya mananja keshava. Seeing that pride in them, Krishna decided, prashamaya prasadaya tatrai vandaradhiyada. Krishna disappeared. Actually, Krishna doesn't have to go anywhere or come back. Every time when there is ego in the heart, any of us, no matter who it is, you can see if the ego builds up, Krishna will go. There won't be Krishna consciousness there. When ego is operating in our heart, Krishna consciousness will not be there. So, for every jiva in this world, experience that. The moment we forget Krishna and started acting based on our ego, at that time you will see that Krishna has gone. So ahankaram or ego is like a curtain that is staying in front of us. And if the whole curtain goes away, ahankaram goes away, then Krishna doesn't have to come, he's already there. That is what we have to understand from this. This happened to gopis, this happened to Rukmini also, isn't it? Rukmini also, there is a 60th chapter, if you read, you will see there. The same thing Krishna has done with Rukmini as well. So, as soon as ahankaram goes away, this is the principle from this. The tattvam of this chapter is, if there is ahankaram, there will be no Krishna. Krishna won't be there. It is not possible. So, with this particular instructions, that rasa leela or rasa dance begins, that in this particular episode, many things are taught to a devotee who is trying to advance in Krishna consciousness. That is why in the next four chapters you will see the beginning of rasa dance itself is Krishna disappearing from the rasa dance. If gopis were such close devotees, why did Krishna disappear? Even a slight trace of ego inside is sufficient to keep Krishna away from the heart. So imagine our situation. What's our position? We are walking around in this world thinking that, what? We are the controllers, we do this, we do that, we have done this, we have done that. But the situation is this, that even the slightest trace of ego inside, this ego is an important subject in spiritual life. If you understand this, Krishna has spent a lot of time talking about ego in Bhagavad Gita as well as in the Srimad Bhagavatam. And the more we understand the ahankaram and the role it plays in our spiritual life and the importance to come out of it, and to remember it all the time, which is the most difficult thing, because we don't even know when we are operating on the platform of ego. Isn't it? In the Ekadasha Skandham, when finally after talking about everything, after everything was spoken, Krishna says to Uddhava, Uddhava, there is not a lot to know in this world. There is not a lot to know. If you look at the 28th chapter, what did Krishna say to him? Krishna says that the first verses in the 28th chapter, this ahangaram, ahangaram is the word in the shastram. We call it as ego, false ego or whatever we call it. It is that thing, ahangaram. Krishna is saying, shogam, 15th verse, shoga harsha bhayak, shogam, harsham, bhayam, krodham, lobham, moham, spriha. All these things, ahangarasya drishyande. It's all for ahangaram. It's not for the atma. Unfortunately, when we identify with ahangaram, we suffer. Is it not? So, ahangarasya drishyande. What else? Janma mrityushan atmana. Birth and death is also for ahangaram, not for the soul. Remember in the second chapter in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna makes it very clear. Transmigration of the soul, we say. Isn't it? Actually, who is transmigrating? Ahangaram is transmigrating. That ahangaram is jiva. Jiva is the ahangaram. Once the ahangaram goes away, jiva disappears. What exists there is only Krishna then. And it is that doesn't have any transmigration. As long as there is ahangaram, this transmigration will continue. That is the second chapter in the Bhagavad Gita. Here, Krishna is saying, shogam, harsham, bhayam, krodham, lobham, moham, spriha. All of them, where does it affect us? Not in the soul, it is in the ahangaram. So, as long as ahangaram is there, these things will be there. Shoga, harsha, bhaya, krodha, lobha, moham, spriha. What else? You have to carry on from one body to another, changing the body. If ahangaram is inside, you have to change the body. There is no question about that. That's what he's saying there. Janma mrityuscha na atmana. It's not for atma, it is for ahangaram. This is the important principle. That is why you will notice in the Bhagavadam, most of these pastimes, what are they talking about? Destroying the ahangaram of Brahma first. Then ahangaram of Indra. Ahangaram of Varuna. Then ahangaram of gopis. And later on you will see destroying the ahangaram of Rukmini. So pastime after pastime after pastime in Bhagavadam is teaching us, as long as this ahangaram is inside, we can forget about Krishna. It is not going to happen. You can chant millions of rounds, you can do millions of aratis, you can go millions of harinam, till this ahangaram goes away from inside. And that is why it is spoken so strongly. And in this first chapter of this Rasa Panchadhyayi, the five chapters, Krishna is talking to the gopis, and in the middle of that, Krishna disappears. Why? What it says there? Saubhagamadam vikshya, saubhagamadam vikshya, manam chakeshava, prashamaya prasandaya, tatraivandaradhiyada. Krishna disappears. So, ahangaram, ahangaram is the main enemy. Until ahangaram goes away, there is no question of spiritual life. Whatever you may do, everything else is ultimately to get rid of this from inside. And that ahangaram is a subject that is discussed, Krishna has discussed throughout Bhagavad Gita and throughout Bhagavadam also. So, we'll stop there today. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. We'll continue tomorrow. Yeah.